Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are on the air and we shall proceed. We are in the house of the Buffalo in the great state of New York. And we about to get it on this afternoon. All much love. The Funk Fest about to hit it all. And also, I just came in. Don't know what's going on, but it's always happening somewhere in the great city of the below Buffalo. We are here. We having a good time. We making it happen. We about to get deep. Always. Well, no matter where we go, we like to get conversation going on with everybody. Man, do we ever get conversation going on up in here. New York State is a hotbed of stuff going on. All kind of things happening throughout the whole state. All I have to say to everybody is, are y'all ready? Y'all know how we do it. We have already been proven factually astute in most of our evaluations of what's going on. Just last week, after years of saying there were weather weapons, now Everybody. See how everybody jump on ship? Everybody now, yeah, I heard it's weather. Well, yeah, you just heard, right? It's called catch-up time. And I ain't talking about Hine. It's catch-up time. It's enough. I put the day to show because I felt that this is a necessity to the mind, for my mind for sure. It's my people, and I purposely put black so they understand, are destroyed for lack of history. It is no chronicle. Every time we get somebody talking about history, they take a far left or right, and it does not add up. Facts must add up. That's why it's mathematically put together this way. And so I got tired of us not knowing about a couple things in the 3 degrees of life. Politics is in everybody's life today. I don't care if you got an affiliation. That don't even bother me no more. Whoever, but you have like to have, somebody told me earlier last week, common sense, and my man been saying it for years. Common sense ain't common. You've been saying that for ever since I know you, brother. I said, man, this is really a travesty to the educational system of what's taking place. There is no, it's like nothing is factual. You could add a lie in, and the lie is believed more than the fact. Now, we played this before. We told you facts matter. It does not matter to us if you don't believe it. It says that you only have a tenth of a second to understand the thought to your eyes that you see. That's why it's called all seeing eye. Your thoughts is the eye to the eyes. It gives you 10 seconds, a tenth, and before you can, you know, take what you see and analyze it and make it make sense. Now, common sense say we ain't looking. In your own Bible, magician books or magician or magi books says, clearly, you will be having eyes and cannot see. That is an allegoric phenomena of a personification of people. Plain and simple. You got eyes, you have no glasses. It means your perception is got to be messed up somewhere. So today we're going to clarify some things. First of all, we proven already with facts through all the longevity of this us talking to this very day. People always ask the question, well, what you going to do? That's the reason why they killed everybody that y'all love and behold, King. Because he asked y'all what y'all going to do. What he going to do? He got killed. He got assassinated. Malcolm, what y'all going to do? Malcolm dead. Nothing came out of that. I can go all the way back to Marcus Garvey. Factually, was not taken out by just white people. It was taken out by the African Blood Brotherhood. Nobody even knows about the African Blood Brotherhood, except for a few on YouTube. The tenth of the mind, it can't be no more than 10% of the population know or ever heard of that. That's low. That means that Bible story is actually, you don't even need to go to church. I can give you all the keys right here without even getting money. It's amazing because the Bible actually tells you that, you know, basically, who you going to trust? If the Messiah can't get nobody to watch over him and he get betrayed, then that what that mean? That means mainly your surroundings are those of co-conspirators. Mainly. These allegoric stories will be personified today throughout this whole program because we need y'all to see that it's not a joke anymore. All this stuff y'all talking about, the white man, Caucasian. I got court case facts that said people from the Far East came up with the word Caucasian. I got the court case. We're going to hit on that today. Hawaii, we're going to hit on that again. We're going to hit on a few things, especially now that we told you through their own meetings that because you don't listen because you fixated on Trump, we got Trump fixation going on. I mean, actually going berserk why the BRICS nation just had a meeting. Just had a meeting. All the nations. South Africa there, everything. Ain't no news on that one, but you got all the news about going to Georgia. Come on, y'all. Really? And let's go with the politics a little bit too. We'll hit on that debate that happened. That debate was so sci-fi, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable sci-fi fixation. I mean, just think about it. God come out of nowhere. India. I'm going to prove today India because y'all don't know immigration. I thought we had this debate with a lot of loved ones, true loved ones. We was having fun talking like we always. That's why you have these conversations with people. And I realized immigration is one of the things not taught at all. They have no idea why, even in all states, they have no idea how people are coming in and taking over. No explanation, but, you know, don't know the facts about why and what laws, but I'm going to give it to you today. That's what we do. So we do, we give you the facts. Now, you don't have to believe them. That's not all right with me. I'm just telling you, you're getting the facts. Now, whether or not you prove that our people are definitely destroyed for lack of history will be based on all intelligentsia that you do with everything that's been told to you throughout the years of this, knowing that is about to change. I got to show you the good and the bad today. So we're going to do it. So we're going to get it started. You know how we do. We get the fire because it's called the Helios Business Hour. We're going to fire it up. First of all, they're bringing back COVID, y'all. While all this is going on with the Trump, watching Trump, Biden made some hell of a, you know, moves while he's, you know, traveling around on his Hawaiian spy tour. It says Biden wants Americans to get another COVID booster shot. And his scheme is to unleash COVID 2.0 in the coming weeks. Go look it up. I ain't got time to go through everything. But, you know, the scary part is, in order for them to pull this off, look what it says that he has to prey upon. It says low-income blacks are seeing through the Democratic Party. The Democrats will have to cheat because they're losing the base. So they're going to lock down again because they may make you do this through the phones or through your cell phone. Now, anybody tell me that they can't rig an election, you can have a conversation if they can understand that elections have been rigged from the very foundation, including how many in my second state of Florida did we not have? I mean, we had hanging chads. We had about a week of counting, and y'all think that's normal. If that's normal to y'all, then this is why this is happening, if this is normal to you. Because how could this be normal? And then with the electronic world, you telling me they can't take and divert votes through electronics? I mean, when you think about this, you really can't say, oh. So right now, the beef is going to be, and y'all know the beef. They're going to try to make it sound like, oh, what's happening is we got to, bring COVID back to bring people under, you know, collusion of being forced together. You're not going to be thinking rational when nobody can go back out. Just think about the precautions of what took place. Then you got people that no acknowledgement of people falling out all over the earth, news articles from other men. You got the internet now. You don't have to say, oh, why? You could look it up quickly with like your Bible said, to and fro on the earth, not Job. The book of Job. I mean, y'all forgot them scripts. The to and fro will now flow through the earth. Well, that's the internet. I don't have to believe you no more. I don't even got to go to I can go to the manual personally and look up information. So all this about not knowing is because you destroy of history. Because you rather would give your likes to stupidity and nothingness, then worry about your existence. And if you die at whatever age, we had 60 past people out there listening, if you all pass, then what's going to be left to your offsprings? I'm going to say offspring so y'all can know it's a control that you made. We're going to watch parents take over. The school board has been taking over. So we're going to get it. Also, I'm going to hit on a lot of things before we get the board going hot. 2000, we told people when I looked at the reports from what we got, it said over 2,000 people was missing. They said 2,000 children now. They don't even know where the children are at in Lahaina, the former capital. And then Mississippi. Oh, my goodness. Get ready. Y'all already getting money to bring money to the. Look what it says. Mississippi Health Department is offering businesses and churches money in exchange for promoting COVID-19 vaccinations. Despite persistent doubts about the needs and safeties of the shot. They said, screw the doubts. We're about to get cash flow to a broken locality that has no infrastructure. See, the reason why y'all states are in danger because they funneled the money out of the states and the federal government did this on purpose so they can now be asked for help. When the federal government helps you, what you think that means? and they're the parasitic of all politics. That means they're going to use a cancerous philosophy on us. Now, before we even get started, I got to hit on this because I'm sick of this not knowing. Black folks, let me tell you something right now. There's laws that have never been touched that should have been touched. Common sense. Should have been touched. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But wasn't. Now, I'm going to go through some things real quick to show y'all that everything y'all claim ain't happening because you ain't watching the news. You watching gossip. The news are run by the Three Ruffian. I'm going to say this for those who understand. The Three Ruffian Networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Three Ruffian Networks. That's who they are, and that's all I can say. You don't know who the Three Ruffians are? Oh, well. But they're the Three Ruffian Networks all under one conglomeration. Now, first of all, let's get some things understood here. This is not your normal talk radio show. Facts matters. We got the facts already on the board. Fact number one, cloning exists. 1 minute of this, I'm going to hit you upside the head, oops, upside the head every minute of the day on this program. First of all, those who are ignorant, I mean that you are unable to be taught, just ignorant of this information. Cloning and all the movies they're making for you is based off cloning. Cloning Tyrone was a perfect example. All the movies, even the ones that was the electronic Robert Exorcino with the sex robots were pretty and everything. You see how she escaped into society. The whole premise was they are in society. These are the premises of these movies. Regardless if you understand the movies or not, has a source. Now, here's one. So just know, you know, cloning's real. And we're going to hit you up outside the head till we get to where we need to be, which in the next few, you're going to see that this is all planned.
If you have kids at home, this next segment is for you. This Friday, the newest batch of Disney Channel stars grown in the Disney Genetic Engineering Lab will be unveiled to the public.
Right. Now, Tracy, most of our viewers are already familiar with a lot of the products that have come out of a Disney
lab.
Yes. But how exactly do you create a Hillary Duff or a Miley Cyrus from scratch?
Right.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how it's done right now because joining us live from the Disney Lab is one of their lead geneticists, Dr. Andrew Rourke. Welcome, Dr. Rourke. This is quite an operation you've got going on out there.
Well, thanks, Jim.
So the stars that we see on TV are actually grown right here?
That's correct. They're grown and developed here. We engineer their brains for advanced singing and dancing capabilities, even posing for photos.
Okay, now, that's one. Keep that thought, y'all. That's one. Dancing, voice, I mean, this was on a Orlando TV show, second one. I try to tell my people back a long time ago, I said, they're going to try to kill us with these weapons. Just hearing this. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wanted to know. There's a few, if you never knew this, if you don't believe that clip, just look up the doctor. See, I put the facts on, so you can't say, that's what we do. We put the facts on for you, so you, when the judgment comes into your own mind, then you'll say, wait a minute, I did hear that. I just refused to acknowledge that it's happening. That's fine. That's why you have freedom of choice. Here's another one. You can have freedom of choice, but don't say you ain't been warned. Here's another one. Y'all claim don't exist.
Directed energy weapons like high-energy lasers could be a game-changer in future wars, but they've been in development for decades, and the DoD has yet to field these weapons at scale. Mark Gunzinger is a director at the Mitchell Institute and a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Mark, welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what kind of target would these would a directed energy weapon be used against? And to be clear, we're talking about laser. We're not talking about high-powered microwave.
Right. Lasers that exist today are capable against rockets, artillery, mortars, and increasingly they're becoming capable against higher-end threats like cruise missiles, depending on the geometry of a shot. If you get a side shot on a cruise missile and you get a burn-through on its thin skin.
Okay, now, that's going to give you a little bit. Y'all who had doubts in your mind now, go look that up. Because then you will understand people like us telling you that this exists and you looking crazy and trying to argue with a person who we know you don't know that this exists. It's almost like ludicrous, but it's fun. Because think about it. The man, and everybody been telling through James Bond movies that they're using lasers. But now it's cool until the lasers are used on you. That's what I'm getting ready to warn you for. So listen to that one. Now, I said to myself, where's all this going? Where all this going? Why is it that our people, black people, are not aware of any history of what's going on? Got to be a psychotropic. Got to be a psychotropic. And so, of course, facts matters. And we found it for you. So you can say whatever you want, but ain't nobody else warning you with the facts. And how you take the facts, I'm not responsible for that. That's you. That's why the book says you're either a lover of lies, and then you don't have to believe the Bible, because I told you the Bible is your number one DNA-coded book that you don't even know. Just so glad I learned not to say I know everything. I see I'm learning new shit every day. And what I'm learning now, you already cloned. That's why George Clinton had called himself the clone of Frankenstein. He knew. They all know. That's why you can see a person who be, how can you get high all day long, everybody, and able to do interviews? Think about that. All day long. You got to wear sunglasses eventually. Ain't that what they're wearing, glasses, for those who stay up all night long? It's impossible. When do these people sleep is the question. Is the question. And then you say, well, how does that work? You know, that's almost impossible. Think about it. All day long, these old men are supposedly around. So is it fake or is it Memorex? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that, right? Okay. Well, there's a war going on. It's a war going on. And it's not even what you, it's against the weak, the vulnerable, the disabled, and everything in between. I'm going to give you the court laws. I'm going to let them tell you, because you know, you hate, you have a hard time listening to your own black people. That's another thing. Because our black people are so used to making up shit. But let's hear it for yourself. This is called The War on the Weak.
At the turn of the 20th century, rapid industrialization and urbanization led to a social upheaval defined by goals for a civilization free of violence, disease, and mental ailments. However, the means by which this utopian society would be attempted would include some of the most profound ethical violations in the history of the United States.
President was behind it, liberals were behind it, conservatives were behind it, even the Catholic Church at one point was behind it.
Intense growth of American industry, agricultural mechanization, and widespread immigration led to the first major migration away from the farms and into the city, which is now expanding faster than adequate housing could be provided. The solution to the modern problems of an industrialized society required increased government involvement in the social sphere, a philosophy known as progressivism. The construct of scientific management offered a methodical means of social engineering. Geneticists of the age could prove, through the use of human pedigrees and their knowledge of plant and animal genetics, that degeneracy was an inheritable trait. It seemed only right that if a society free of all mental and physical ailments, free of violence and crime, illiteracy and foolishness, it seemed only right to end the reproductive capabilities of people expressing these traits. Eugenics was the result of an America unwilling to make social changes, an upper class fearful of its laboring counterparts. Eugenics placed the blame of a social quandary on individual races and classes, and thus freed from culpability the industrial, scientific, and political barons of the time. Cold Spring Harbor, New York, 1910. Charles B. Davenport, along with Harry H. Laughlin, both biologists and members of the American Breeders Association, found the Eugenics Record Office with financial help from the Carnegie Institution. The ERO would be the headquarters of eugenic research in the United States for the next 34 years. Using various research methods, including human pedigrees, hereditary questionnaires, interviewing groups of special interest such as circus performers, and collecting census data, the ERO was able to justify the administration of eugenic laws nationwide including immigration and marriage restrictions, race segregation, and forced sterilization of criminals and other undesirables. The ERO, however, was not only able to justify the eugenics atrocities, but integrated them into popular culture to make eugenics and related terms such as race hygiene household words. Popular literature published in the 20s often donned eugenics in their subject matter, such as these manuals on raising a healthy family. Clergymen preached of the necessity for good marriages. Perhaps even more disturbing were the contests held at many state fairs, where awards were given to the fittest family, those with the purest pedigrees, and undoubtedly the most attractive phenotypes would receive awards, such as this medal with an inscription reading, "Yea, I have a goodly heritage."
The eugenics movement spawned lots of people who were considered even in their own time out on the fringe, who even endorsed such things as euthanasia, but that was not a mainline part of the movement. It certainly became parts of the movement internationally, but not so much here in America.
On March 9th, 1907, the Indiana State Senate, in a vote of 28-16, made history by being the first jurisdiction in the world to force the sterilization of citizens it deemed unfit. Unfit to exist, unfit to reproduce. Connecticut was soon to follow. By the time Laughlin of the ERO had published his suggestion on how to implement legislation for forced human sterilization, 12 states had already put into place sterilization laws of their own. By 1924, 3,000 socially inadequate people had been sterilized. That same year, based on Laughlin's model, Aubrey E. Strode drafted Virginia's Eugenical Sterilization Act in an attempt to rid the state of defective persons. It passed in Virginia's General Assembly by a landslide. Immediately, the Virginia Colony for the Epileptic and Feeble-Minded selected 17-year-old Carrie Buck to be the first human sterilized under the act. Carrie had a feeble-minded child, the result of a raping by one of her relatives, and was daughter of a feeble-minded mother, Emma, already a resident on the Virginia colony. Carrie, purportedly carrying the genetic traits of feeble-mindedness and sexual promiscuity, was a fine candidate, as the law stated those to be sterilized must be probable potential parents of socially inadequate offspring. Carrie's feeble-mindedness was based on a male disposition by Laughlin, who had never met Carrie, and her sexual promiscuity was based on the testimony of her schoolteacher that she sent flirtatious notes to schoolboys. Carrie became the first person in Virginia to be sterilized under the new law on October 19, 1927. In the words of Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, official deliverer of the opinion of the United States Supreme Court in the case of Buck v. Bell, "It is better for all of the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind." Three generations.
Now, I'm going to stop right there because I'll just do that kettle fire on that. Because ain't that what they're saying today? They call progressivism. They're saying that it's, the people are unfit. They're creating an unfit society so they can say we got to do something with them. See, they see how they create this situation? And then we bring this up in every program, the antithesis. Opposition put in place to actually make you believe the bullshit, and then they bring around their solution. It's called, I mean, how many times? I guess because people say, oh, if you don't know, you don't know. Come to grips, everybody. The ego is powerful. You don't know what's going on. You got to come to grips. You have no clue to what's coming. At this rate, with the new COVID laws, they can easily knock your ass off. Just think about that for a minute. Marinate on that before I bring in y'all the bones in. It's time for that. We got to connect. Marinate on that one. How? How, everybody? The man just told you. They got court records in Virginia, Illinois, where Mike Pence them from. No, through Indiana. Thank you, Indiana. Yeah, ain't that amazing that these laws are in place, never been touched, but you're worrying about social justice, huh? Well, they got the power over your body at any discretionary to do experimentation. That's why it's a profound thing that happened to Miss Harriet of the Lakes. But even though that happened, look, that's just one. You know how many missing black people there is in this country? Missing, and you really claim you worried about our people. Let's be honest. It's time for God to wake y'all up. And the goddess, it ain't no just, see, God ain't no masculine gay entity. It just, he's just a male, right? A male producing, how a male going to produce kids? That show you that you got, you, that show you the ignorance of how low they have turned us. Should show you. And today, this program is designed to show that you've been destroyed, like your Bible say, the DNA book, divine nature of the atom. That's what it means, DNA, divine nature of the atom. Are y'all ready? We do. Get your pens and paper out, y'all. We about to put it on you. We about to put it on you. Because like we said, the kids are gone in Hawaii. Ain't nobody talking about it. See how the news is controlled? The three ruffians on made you forget. The three ruffian news network. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll be bringing in the bones.
From the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away, yeah, but the people know it's winter.
Yes, people know. The people know. That's one thing. Y'all know deep subconsciously, y'all know it's winter. Because guess who told you? Biden. Let me say it. Get ready for a dark winter. A black winter. Yeah, a dark winter. Remember that? Breathing low. Boy, I hope y'all know. It's winter in America. 6661, we about to get it all. Let's roll with you first on the road. How you feel, my brother?
Hey, what's going on? Great dawning, my brother. Great dawning.
Yes, it is. Make it happen for us.
Oh, man. What can we say? You know my thing. I'm definitely on the Jack Bauer. I've been seeing Jack Bauer for a long time, man. It's going down. And it's going down. And you can't get no plainer than this. Over 2,000 kids unaccounted for. In Maui, 850 people in count, 380 survivors total, still missing, but it's coming along, man. You know, it is what, and then especially when you see videos that people shot, like that were off in the distance where they had it live on thing. It was like this dark. It was like this cloud was from a distance.
Right.
And you could see it like laser fire.
Right.
Someone said, did you see that? Did you see?
Right.
I sent it to you. Did you see that?
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yes,
and I'm looking
yeah.
at this shit. This shit looks straight out of Star Wars, man. And I'm like, wow. And when you actually look at those photos and even the photos that they show, with the car doors closed. Somebody made a good point about it, is that if I'm fleeing, right, if you and I are fleeing, and
right.
some owners, you think I'm going to close the door and say, hey, let me close this door. And all the doors just about, with the exception of maybe one truck or whatever, were closed. Like, and everything around that whole area, it was like it was just warped. Like, it was just like I said before, previous show, like someone just turned on the magnifying glass and just warped the whole car. The tires were, it was just like it was out of a Simpsons show. Melted, and I was like, wow.
Melted.
It's some, so, yeah, we're at a stage now. It's on and popping. And one thing I would like to say is going back to the miseducation of these Nagas around here is, I mean, it's a concerted effort. You know, this has been going on in the school system for a long time. Even some of the neocons like Bush himself back in the day when they started taking history out of, and history is my favorite subject, they started taking history out of the public schools. And I'm like, man, don't y'all know this is the most important thing in your life, at least to get back to being connected to your source, and not just what they tell you, but being connected back to your source. But nobody wanted to take history. But as we see in the whole form of the construct of taking away the language and breaking down this so our language barrier and implementing, you can't even say words now, they're retransforming the whole dichotomy of our language. You can't even say it's pronoun filled theirs and all this other garbage. So in the midst of them destroying history, they're also manipulating the Hegelian dialect that they've been using on these sheep for a long time. And now what you see is these 90s crack babies, they're the ones that is under this thing where they're okay with AI and the lazy generation. They're okay with the AI and something else doing something for them, and they want everything for free when, shit, we had chores. We had to do chores. And so they don't understand the dichotomy of what's going on, what's taking place before them as they're being herded into this AI god that they're going to be under. And it's really sad. So
I like
those who,
the AI god, that seems to be the transhumanist agenda. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, they're going to be okay with this, whatever they tell them. So now it's now or never, man.
Yeah,
it's
so
a, like
said,
I say,
so,
it's
so
the
hard.
African
so
problem.
You saying the black folks, because I put this together based on what I've been getting from the feedback from our, that our black people will not catch up to what's happening to them until it's too late. It's like it'll be too late, or you think they'll wake up just in time to do a Jack Bauer. Right, because remember, one thing about Jack Bauer, it is a show that espionage wins over sometimes, but it does show you the precautions of what's taking place. Is there like a way out? Because see, the way out is something that we're going to be strategizing on, because I don't think they could subdue everybody. I think they wanted to subdue the dumb people.
Well, they did the dumb
people.
Well, see, they're rounding up those who know, and they're trying to get rid of those who know. When you look at, I'm a social scientist, right? Now, when I look at the construct of history, those who were first shall be last, and so forth. We were kings, rulers, or whatever. Everybody's in there. We got down with the bullshit. And we gave them the secret to enslave. We taught them how to enslave us, right? They've manipulated that art and brought that forward where we're subdued under whatever they did, the whole program, whatever, right? What they're doing now, the construct, is they're gonna Maui, like they say, is gonna be a smart city.
Right.
People don't see it. And it's coming faster than we know it. You can't state it no farther than that, bro.
Yep.
What I could say, Jack Bauer, fuck it. Those who know, and those we can't be worried about.
That's it. Because the whole I'm glad Tracy, you didn't even know what I was gonna play, but I'm gonna get everybody in before I play stuff. Just so y'all know, no one ever knows what I'm gonna play. I feed off whatever I hear throughout the week from everybody and put it into what we do so we can get it in one format. And again, the Jack Bauer, one of the episodes that this brother been watching and putting us on, and I used to watch it but didn't watch it fully, it was the one where there was chaos and the president gets killed.
But you know what I want to say, bro, before you put it on?
The female president was
no.
Go ahead.
What I was gonna say, you know, from the previous my thought, you know, and I've been like I thought about Sis Shalini, you know, being zapped, your mentality being zapped, but I get it back. But we were kings and queens and rulers, and they turned the sheep into court jesters, because if you notice, out of all of the prosecuting attorneys from Gascon's office, and he's the head prosecutor throughout the, you know, the California and all that, even down to, they always use us to do, a majority of us to do the dirty work. They used a brother out of New York, and then now they're using this dummy. And she's putting on RICO like this is mob. And I'm looking at them like, what are they doing?
We had a discussion about that. They said, you don't even know.
What are you doing? I want to say Bioch, but.
RICO ain't going to work, y'all. I mean, I don't know what they're talking about. But
RICO is not going to work. It's under the Constitution for votes.
For votes. Now, 9927, jump in, because I want to hear from y'all before I play. And I got 3364. No, we got to hear from you. That's going to be happening. Keep it going. Let me hear from you, 9927.
Yeah, B-Low. You got the reaction.
Yeah. B-Low, you know,
I didn't hear what you say about me, brother.
I don't know what he said.
I
about
know what
you. I don't know what he said. I stay out of all that. But go ahead. Let me hear from you, sister.
I say. All I know is that if people don't see what really is going on in this world, where they have hijacked history of all kinds of people, mixed everybody's history up. You got the Tiberians thinking they American Indians, and you got other motherfuckers thinking they that. And I mean, you know, the reset is about hijacking history, hiding it, mixing it all up, you know, making it more sexier. And yes, y'all, they do have these laser beams. And when you see those thick clouds up in the air, those are cloaker clouds. You got to know that the clouds that you see are hiding planes, drones, all kind of stuff. They even put the clouds so close to the water so you can't see the ships. Matter of fact, they can go under the water and shoot at your ass. So, you know, and then they got their little satellites, I guess, overhead that they claim they have that can shoot down on your ass, too. So it's not God, unless you want to just call them God.
Good one.
It ain't them. And the ones that they up there fighting, I'm going to tell y'all now, when y'all hear the thunder and lightning, it's not thunder and lightning. It is, but it's from a war that's above our heads. So whoever they attacked over the ice wall, they're melting the ice wall to get to. It's coming over here and attacking their asses because they keep going over there fucking with them, trying to take the resources. They already used us as an experiment every day, 24/7, to test the fucking weapons that you keep fucking going to work and building. You keep fucking going to work and building, just like the AI. You keep fucking going to work and building because you don't want to stop. So apparently you love everything that your enemy does to you, okay? Rather, I don't give a fuck what nationality you are. You love what your enemies do to you. You think this shit we supposed to have. That's why the motherfucking gates were shut down. That's why the weapons was buried. That's what all that shit means. Because now that your dumb asses and dug all the shit up, you're creating the whole scenario all over again. The whole space fucking scenario that y'all want to call space, okay, which is the primordial waters, the portals and all that shit that you know that you can use to get to certain motherfucking realms. But no, you thought being naked and being free and eating fruit and vegetables was not civilized. What a fucking idiot. And now you want to go back when you were natural in the fucking beginning. We got all of that fucking negativity away from us, and now you done brought the dumb metropolis bitch back. That's your demise. You love the shit. You love it. We had communication without all this fucking shit.
You're right. And I show you that metropolis you just said, that's so powerful. Beyonce has it in her renaissance. She becomes metropolis.
Oh, yeah, that's y'all deception. Y'all distraction. Watching Beyonce and her daughter doing all the fantastic dance moves, and she hypnotizes y'all with her, I'm fresher than you, all that shit, telling you she better than you, fresher than you, humiliating your dumb asses, because she didn't got anointed to her motherfucking power.
She's anointed, right, she's anointed,
do psyops on your dumb asses, all of them is, y'all. Yeah, it's whistles. I'm telling you, bells and whistles. The warlock is a wizard is being revealed. Same thing with. Do you know what the bells and whistles and the wizards are?
Bells and whistles. I like
the
that.
Stock
keep it going.
Market. The stock market.
Bells and whistles.
Ding 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 ding. Your dumb ass didn't even know that she was always in the Wizard of fucking Oz. That everything around you is fucking fake. And now it's your demise, our demise, that all of this shit is going on. Your kids are missing? Oh, well, because you fucking wanted to get from nature and you wanted to motherfucking do what they do. Do what your enemy do. Do what your enemy do. Do what your enemy do. Yeah, we need robots. Yeah, we need this. And guess what? Every fucking movie series I see about the world in robots and technology is fucking hell. It's nasty. You're living in tin foil houses or tin containers. What are we doing now? Building houses out of containers. Same shit.
Container
home.
And they got them looking so. Now I'm an advocate of
nasty
gotta,
looking with technology
they,
on you.
Oh, they nice looking. Yeah,
nasty
nice looking. Now let me hold on. Let's go there because I'm glad you brought that. Now we just heard earlier Utopia. That's what the first eugenics people wanted, utopia. Now we're seeing that eugenics is at a new form. Eugenics now can wipe you out and then deem your area what? Smart. It's called smart now. It was called utopia. You don't hear that word no more. You hear smart. It's the new definition for undercover utopia. Now, let's go with that. If that's the case, sister, and you know that, now there is always in these movies, elite force of people that always either is multicultural because immigration. Now, the whole thing to this is there is no boundaries. There is no more immigration. We don't need it. We're all one. Now, I want to ask y'all on this line, and I got 3364 coming next. I mean, the construct ain't sounding that bad when you think of say, well, don't we have, we got May saying we are one. Da-da-da-da. Everything is on the one, the beat, Jane, on the one. Everybody doing music on the one, boom. They changed that. Now they got us thinking that, okay, so is it
they
the
use that against us.
Oh, so
they
it's
use
a skin. Hold on.
We come out of our mouth to say against
okay,
us.
That's why I wanted to go there. So basically, let's go with what you're saying, because I like this premise, that if they tell us all the time on the one, one, two, three, if one world government, it can sound pretty good to people who are in a financial strain, who've been broke, who poor, in poverty. They're the easiest people to beguile. So I would say if they're using this system of, say, universal income, most people will go along with that if you ain't eating regular and then they promising you can eat regular. But then they ain't telling you what you're going to be eating. That's the key, everybody. So they tell you you're going to get these special privileges. But you don't know you eating Soylent Green. You ain't eating no more cows that was real, that y'all hate now. You can't stand pigs. You can't stand everything. So maybe that's the biggest hoax in the world right there. So I want you to answer that. I'm going to go to the next caller. Do you think they might have decepted us from having us believe that we hate all of these bad, because nature now is really bad. Everything that's actually living is turning into a bad thing for us to eat. Give me your thoughts on how that could be part of this new utopia or smart city construct. What's your thoughts on that? Because that's in the movies. That's in those movies you're watching.
You asking everybody or you?
I was asking Cynthia. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Then we'll get everybody. I'm going to hear from her. Then I'm going to Brother Kwame. I think it's 3364. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister. Make your comment. Wait, because you watch these movies. You said you see these movies. These movies actually show us eating. Yeah. We're not eating regular food no more because they got us to hate food.
Metropolis, you want all this stuff. You want it, right? That's what y'all want. Y'all want robots patrolling you as soldiers. You want you. I've heard young people say, "I want to fight the robots." I've heard my own kids say they want to fight.
What kind of robot?
I'm like, are you crazy?
What kind?
Are you serious? They've been programmed through the video games now, where they really want to do the black ops or whatever them damn games they playing now. They want to fight robots and zombies.
Yeah.
Robots and zombies. I'm just like, but that's hell.
Think about that.
Hell.
Yeah, they want to fight robots and look at the name. Robots and zombies, the two things that the progressive individuals today are creating. Let me get some more calls. Okay, because I got some more stuff for y'all because I want to get to the nitty gritty. Wait, brother. I mean, hold on. I hit the wrong button. You back in. Don't worry. I'll get you back in. There you go.
Hey, what's up? Hey, look here, man.
Brother West, go ahead. I thought it was Kwame. I see Georgia. Go ahead.
Brother West.
It's all good, man.
Go ahead, brother.
We are all in this simulation called a biofeedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning what we've been through and what we see with this regular scheduling programming, I can almost predict me, you, after hearing y'all three times, what y'all going to say, because basically we're saying the same shit over and over and trying to get out of this biofeedback loop.
Right.
So, plus, with the TV shit, guess who the number one sponsor of mostly all the programs, including the news? You know who that is? Pfizer. Look at the advertiser, Pfizer, the one that sponsor all these programs that we're in, man. Okay, and y'all take something like that. Yeah. And the number one show that explains all this shit, guess what it is? Not Jack Bauer, it's the X-Files, man. Okay?
Okay.
This shit is wild. The X-Files. Yes, sir. And they also had the dude that smoked a lot of cigarettes that run this shit. And the one show I saw last night, you know what he's saying? Long as he lives, the Buffalo Bills would not win no Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, because they said they cursed for Buffalo Colts for killing the Buffalo. That's why it's called Buffalo Bills.
My intel said this year, you like to bet, is put your money on the Cincinnati Bengals because it's going to be the Cowboys and the Bengals and the Super Bowl. I know you don't want to damn accept it, bro, but do not bet on no fucking Buffalo, man. It's the Bengals time, man. Super Bowl 58.
Hold on. He made a prediction now. It's going to be the Bengals or who?
The Dallas Cowboys and the Cowboys.
All right.
The Bengals going
to
win it.
I love how you brought it out, our football era coming up. So thank you for that. We got the first on the ballot, Brother West said, let's make that money on this, y'all. Because, again, one thing I know for sure, ain't going to be no end to money. Y'all going to create a black market like we always have. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And by Indiana, man. Brothers G them know that. Indiana is the whitest fucking state I ever seen, man. You go to Indiana, your ass black ass can't even get no grit. You say you want some grit, they'll run your ass out.
Oh, shit. Hey, y'all hear that, Indiana? Y'all out there listening? Because we hitting all the, we got all kinds of zip codes on here. We got 94, we got 224, we got everybody on the line. We hitting all over the. Go ahead, brother. But now let's talk about that, because again, you should be feeling pretty vindicated. I mean, how long have you said that it's all sound, all sound?
Mm-hmm.
You've been saying that for
sure.
And to the fact that it is definitely they're using sound, they're using energy,
mm-hmm.
And again. The deflection process of all this is mental as well, because our body should be some alkalines in our body to create the fighting power. Now, I tell people, I don't tell you how to eat. I just tell people that there are shit out there that can help you and help us all. But the same token, give me some of the stuff you used to tell us, especially on weapons, like females. Females don't want to shoot guns, but they got sound weapons now. They got things that help people, because most people are scared of guns. Now, these females today don't even, most females that I know don't even want to shoot a gun. They don't want to shoot nothing. But I think there's always something, and you've been founded a long time ago. I believe you. I tell people the website, they get nervous going on it, but I'm telling y'all, this brother been saying this since I know him. It's been over 8 years. Give me your thoughts on where you see this technology going for self-defense.
Self-defense, that's tied to the biofeedback. See, only way to get out is biofeedback, like I try to tell everybody, is it's your thoughts. Your thoughts control your words. So we know most of the words we use is cursing each other. So find out how to change your thoughts and your words. Then you can almost change how you roll and get through this shit, because I'm still studying about water, man. The older you get, that fucking water's a bitch, man. All this pissing what an old dude go through, man, this shit is crazy, man. I'm trying to figure out how to control water, walking on water, man, because water's fucking me up now.
Explain. What you mean? What you mean, so everybody get a concept? What's up? Water fucking you up.
Especially men, we 70% water, and the older you get, like Dick Gregory said, the older we get, the more pissing the man got to do, man. This shit crazy, bro.
And our liver. We got to control our liver. We got to learn to take them organs, and learn to keep them going. Yeah, go ahead. Keep it going. Talk to me a little more.
So if anybody know how to control water for older dudes, because we go through that pissing like a damn ocean, man. Especially at night, man. This shit crazy, man. And I refuse to go to these goddamn scientists with the white coats. That's what fucked us up, man, all the time. It ain't no damn gun or no military. The baddest military is the motherfuckers with the white coats on, man.
Yeah, the white coats. The white coats.
Yes,
now,
sir. I told y'all, a butcher and a doctor wear the same fucking coat, man.
Yeah, the doctor man, the one who checks his merchandise, the one who checks the shipping. The doc is there. Let me take some more calls. I told y'all.
Right on.
Just put yourself on mute. Don't go nowhere. I ain't gonna touch y'all. I got some 1-877. I got you coming in next, but I got to do this for y'all. And I got 80997 and 9161. Hold tight and bring y'all in. But I got to throw some more fire on the TVs here, because I noticed that y'all don't realize the occult world sometimes, why not, you know, some of these groups y'all claiming. See, y'all looking at the dummies. I got to explain this to y'all in the easiest terms, that this is well-organized. It's called well-organized chaos. Chaos out of order. This in the money you spend. That's why I don't think y'all understand that spell good, because you still want them dollars. But that's why the nations don't want them. The nations know that. And I want y'all to know something, too. All y'all talk about cars and getting all this. Don't you know they got to dig in the earth to get the cobalt, the coltan, to make the batteries for the car? And do you know they are slave-laboring African nations? That's why Russia and China are going to be taking over real soon, because these nations want some equity. That's the word y'all been using, equity. They building and getting only $150 a month, and these cats getting $100,000 per day for these people who bring in only getting $100 a month. Now, y'all do the equity. And these are your masters of the universe in America. That's who you worship. You don't want to believe you worship, but by you on Facebook every day, you worshiping them. Mark Zuckerberg, a man who just burnt up Hawaii with Oprah. Y'all okay with that? So that means you are participatory. That's why I say, how are you going to be talking about, and you are participatory people in the demise. Now, I'm going to show y'all something today. I'm bringing all calls after this. Got to play this. I don't know what time they're going to cut this shit off. They may not. Hope not. But the KKK ain't your normal group, y'all. I want you to listen to at least 4 minutes of this. And you tell me, listen to the cities they say they attacked, listen to the group that they were most scared of. This is facts. And then come talk to me about who the KKK is. Don't come to me ignorant no more. I'm just going to shut down ignorance. If you don't know, I'm just going to talk about football, basketball, and the rest of the shit. Ain't no need to bring up something you ain't never looked up. But I do it for you, and you got to come. You're going to complain. I'm bringing this to you free of charge. I don't even get rich. I make my own game because I know black folks are destroyed of history.
The Ku Klux Klan, or KKK, is deeply rooted in the post-Civil War history of the United States. They are three of the most familiar words and letters in almost any language, synonymous with hatred, intimidation, and murder. What were the origins of the KKK? Why was it created, and by who? What have prominent historians stated about the rise and fall of the KKK? How did it evolve, and what did that change become? How deeply was the Klan embedded into business, society, and even national politics?
Hello, I'm Colin Heaton, former soldier, Marine Corps.
Now, I want y'all to listen carefully, because listen to that. First thing, listen to the group. Listen to the group who they hated the most. Get ready.
The Klan had three evolutions in its history as it evolved and altered its methods, tactics, and expanded its focus. All three movements have called for the purification of American society, and all are considered far-right extremist organizations. During each period of the Klan's existence, the official membership was secret, and estimates of the total numbers of members was unknown, and they were highly exaggerated by both friends and enemies alike. The first Klan was founded in Pulaski, Tennessee, on December 24, 1865, by six former officers of the Confederate Army. They were Frank McCord, Richard Reed, John Lester, John Kennedy, J. Calvin Jones, and James Crow. It started innocuously as a fraternal social club inspired at least in part by the then largely defunct Sons of Malta, perceived as an offshoot combined of the old Knights Templar and Teutonic Knights. The KKK adopted many of the initiation rites and formal ceremonies of those previous organizations with the same purpose of fraternity, solidarity, and most of all, political power, which today in hindsight is laughable as well as tragic. The official KKK manual describing these rituals was printed by Lapp D. McCord of Pulaski, Tennessee. The Klan also needed a distinguishing uniform, which later in their history would become notorious, robes, and hence their adopting the Spanish caperote hood. Former Confederate Brigadier General George Gordon, for whom Fort Gordon, Georgia was named for, developed the prescript, which supported the superiority of white society and culture and adopted and taught white supremacist beliefs. They created the ranking system, and at the top of the KKK was the Imperial Wizard, or the National President. Below this were the Grand Dragons, who governed an individual state called a realm. Then there were the Grand Magis, or Deputy Commanders, and then the Grand Cyclops, responsible under the Grand Dragons for establishing and maintaining recruitment standards. Below them were the Kleagles, who were managed and who were responsible for recruiting and vetting of new members. The rest of the members were the Klansmen, or the foot soldiers, and enforcers. Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest was elected the first Imperial Wizard and stated that he was the Klan's national leader. Forrest was very concerned about the Republican influence growing among the blacks in the South. Despite its apparently well-structured appearance, the Klan had no membership rosters, no named chapters, and no listed local officers, so it was difficult to judge its membership. Due to the heavy response by President Andrew Johnson and the increasing numbers of federal soldiers into the southern states as a result, Forrest called for the Klan to disband in 1869. He stated that it was being perverted from its original honorable and patriotic purposes, becoming injurious instead of subservient to the public peace. Historian Stanley Horn argues that, generally speaking, the Klan's end was more in the form of spotty, slow, and gradual disintegration than a formal and decisive disbandment. Despite Gordon's and Forrest's work, local Klan units never accepted the prescript and continued to operate independently without any form of command and control. Historian George C. Rabel argues that the Klan declined in strength in part because of internal weaknesses, its lack of central organization, and the failure of its leaders to control criminal elements and sadists. More fundamentally, it declined because it failed to achieve its central objective, the overthrow of Republican state governments in the South. Historian Elaine France Parsons describes the membership, quote, "Lifting the Klan mask revealed a chaotic multitude of anti-black vigilante groups, disgruntled poor white farmers, wartime guerrilla bands, displaced Democratic politicians, illegal whiskey distillers, coercive moral reformers, sadists, rapists, white workmen fearful of black competition, employers trying to enforce labor discipline, common thieves, neighbors with decades-old grudges, and even a few freedmen and white Republicans who allied with Democratic whites or had criminal agendas of their own. Indeed, all they had in common, besides being overwhelmingly white, Southern, and Democratic, was that they called themselves, or were called, Klansmen." Another historian, Eric Foner, observed, "In effect, the Klan was a military force serving the interests of the Democratic Party, the planter class, and all those who desired restoration of white supremacy. Its purposes were political, but political in the broadest sense, for it sought to affect power relations, both public and private, throughout Southern society. It aimed to reverse the interlocking changes sweeping over the South during Reconstruction, to destroy the Republican Party's infrastructure, undermine the Reconstruction state, reestablish control of the black labor force, and restore racial subordination in every aspect of Southern life. To that end, they worked to curb the education, economic advancement, voting rights, and right to keep and bear arms of black people. The Klan soon spread into nearly every Southern state, launching a reign of terror against Republican leaders, both black and white." Those political leaders assassinated during the campaign included Arkansas Congressman James M. Hines, three members of the South Carolina legislature, and several men who served in constitutional conventions. The Klan primarily focused upon suppressing black voters, and a political campaign often turned deadly. More than 2,000 people were killed, wounded, or otherwise injured in Louisiana in the few weeks leading up to the presidential election of November 1868. One example was in St. Landry Parish, which had a registered Republican majority of 1,071. The Klan's efforts proved effective because after the murders, no Republicans voted in the fall elections. White Democrats cast the full vote of the parish for General Ulysses S. Grant's opponent, Democrat Horatio Seymour. The KKK also killed and wounded more than 200 black Republicans, hunting and chasing them down. In the governor's race in Columbia County, Georgia, 1,222 votes were cast for Republican Rufus Bullock, so the Klan got involved. By the November presidential election, the Klan's intimidation suppressed the Republican vote, and only one person voted for Grant. As a result, the 1871 Civil Rights Act allowed the president to suspend habeas corpus. This means that the traditional right to be brought before a court or a judge to appeal for bail or challenge an unlawful detention could be suspended, and was in fact suspended by Lincoln during the Civil War. During this period, the Florida Freedmen's Bureau records provided a detailed recounting of Klansmen's beatings and murders of freedmen and their white allies, numbering 150 dead in voting intimidations. As a result of these actions, in 1870 and 1871, the federal government passed the Enforcement Acts, which were intended to investigate and prosecute Klan crimes. While racism was a core belief of the Klan, initially anti-Semitism was not. Many prominent Southern Jews identified wholly with Southern culture, resulting in examples of Jewish participation in the Klan until they too were included as targets.
Here we go. No bun talked about that. I'm about to bring y'all in. Y'all sound like the day. Sound like the day, don't it? Sound like they were after blacks who were Republicans. All you black folks should be ashamed of yourself telling me, they scared you into being Democrats. I got more proof, but I ain't going to go through it today. But anybody want to bring on your historians on, we can go to any of y'all. And let's do that, because you're not going to do it because you're scared that you will look for foolish when you find out you have been lied to. Right there should be a, they said, I could go on, that's longer, but I just wanted to hit the, everything was, the blacks were the richest. See, that's why y'all so crazy about Florida, about what your boy said, DeSantis, about y'all claiming that a black, he said, oh, he blacks were happy. No, he didn't say that. I listened to the speech. Most of y'all don't listen to what the news sound bites. That's called sound bites. The whole thing takes about an hour to listen. And then say, oh, he didn't say it like that. Sound bites would take another word out and all that shit. So I know you ain't really listening. That's why I say there's no need to argue with. Okay, just laugh it off. Ain't nowhere it said that. It said that because of our skill levels in slavery, even though it was wrong, our skilled laborers made us the richest entrepreneurs after slavery, because we were the only ones that knew how to fix shit. That's common sense. 101, like, damn, this slave cast is so fucking, I mean, they just the best in everything, because they've been the best because they were enforced slave labor. And now that you're rich, they came after you, and you was the Republican Party. What happened, black people? Can I get somebody to answer that intelligently without going into a tirade of what white people did? You, our ancestors picked the party that told them, and they was prestigiously the richest group in America. In America. Come on.
Yeah, bro.
Talk to me.
Yeah. You know, five prominent African-American scholars founded the GOP, and as we've seen during that pre-civil rights era, they walked us across the head. The J Boys came with the so-called,
yeah.
that's when they initiated COINTELPRO, and they did the psyops on the Crips and even the inner city gangs that were supposedly protecting the neighborhood, and like the Crips, the Bloods, the Disciples, all them up in Chicago, the ones that were protecting the area, they did the COINTELPRO op, and they implemented that communist style thinking, and with the Panthers and all that. They COINTELPRO that whole from Angela Davis, all them. They were communists. They were indoctrinated. And then they turned around and turned on them and took them out. And so we came into a period.
And gave some book deals. And gave some book deals and politicians. They became book dealers.
And so you see Bobby Rush, the last, and a couple Kwame Mfumi, and those brothers there, those are the last of the brothers that were a part of that COINTELPRO, Jesse, and all them. So we've been under a major psyops. Even William F. Buckley, who was a Lincoln Nazi, he said he was a liberalist. So hey, we get that ism twist up. Brother.
All right, yeah, let me get hold on. I got new callers. I'm going to get the new callers in. 990997. I got 9161. 0997. You in first. Go ahead. Let me hear from you. 0997. 0997. Going once. Going twice. I'm going to go to 9161.
Speaking of cloning, they brought back Lincoln, man. He's going to Trump. Who you think, Jack Smith is? Lincoln clone, man. Look at him. That's Lincoln clone, man.
I'm gonna look that up. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Okay, 0997. Go ahead, because you took long to get in, but go ahead. I hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I could get the bug. Hey, listen, man. First of all, I'm glad you ran that segment right there. I've been trying to tell people for the longest time, the Klan was a Democratic Party creation.
Mm-hmm.
They did that in Wilmington. They did it in Charlotte, Carolina. They ran all of the people who was running and sending the Congress to all the offices of the state was melanated men and some white men that sided with those brothers. They ran those brothers out of office. They put their names on lists where these people would come and search these boys out and kill them. So you either got out of Dodge or you got murdered. They gave up land. They came and burned down the SA offices. They took your land. I'm talking about the South was the richest brothers. I've argued with people many times. Look, those immigrants from Europe, which is what most of these Caucasian people were, they didn't know how to do jack over here. They didn't know how to grow the food. Remember, Martin Luther King said they opened up schools to teach boys how to do this and
right.
do that. They
right.
created
Correct.
Unions to keep you to isolate you from the craft you taught these people. Then they created
right.
unions, and you couldn't be in the union.
Right.
Now, people don't follow. Look, I'm 67. People don't like to hear old man talk. But look, Martin
Luther
King.
You don't sound old to me. You sound wise. Let's keep it going.
Martin Luther King, he did something. He was with those boys at first, too. Now, Jesse Jackson never came back. Jesse went to the dark side. He helped get Martin wiped out. He set him up.
Yeah.
As a matter
yeah.
of fact.
Yeah.
And because of everything he did, as they do with people that they reward, Jesse ended up running for president. But I don't want to get off track. I'm glad you played. Everybody needs to know the Democratic Party is the party of the Klan. Remember this. In esoteric circles, they have a game where they say one thing, but they mean something else. It's called rhetoric.
Hmm.
And it's called trick knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These boys say one thing, but they do something entirely different. Why would they open the borders and let 12 million people in here on top of you and me when we got
right.
veterans, people laying in the street, got nowhere to go, got no money? No, they giving these boys, some of these boys are getting an average of $2,200 a month, and they not from here. So who's facilitating this money that all these people are getting? It's coming from
Correct.
People like you and me.
Correct.
They got
Correct.
Us paying for these people, and we
We're
shouldn't
paying.
Be doing that. Just like the border wall. $300 million worth of steel and whatnot that Trump put out there to build a wall, this clown is selling it for $3
million.
He's
right.
selling
All
$300
that
million. Dollars. And look,
All
you
got
to go to
right.
Afghanistan, too, because you got to wonder why these boys do what they do. They gave up $850 billion worth of planes, helicopters, drums, any weapon that you could think. They walked off and left it sitting in that. I thought that was my man is complicit. Somebody touched that boy. Because he wasn't working for us, and he don't work for us. The Democratic Party don't work for us. And some of the Republican Party is the same way. They don't work for us either.
You heard that clip. That clip said that clip did not lie. It said Republicans, just like today, they call them rhinos. They are already, they're getting their cut. That's how I was able to come. They're getting the cut, but not all of them. I don't put everybody, but the major party that orchestrated this was the Democratic Party. And they do have Republican people, but the biggest thing was the Republican Party. I'm glad you said that. The Republican
and
Party.
I want to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Jump up.
President Johnson said he was going to have Negroes voting Democratic for the rest of their days. Now, remember
right.
this. Johnson was the one that made C3 for the churches where they can come in under that 501c3
right.
program.
C3. Right,
the churches
right.
are mm-hmm. in conjunction with the government. So if the government needs a church, they used the church. Now, remember this. When they started the eugenic part, Margaret Sanger was featured in the churches preaching that kill the black baby.
That's
you
right.
You have the baby. And you
right.
got to see how these boys play the game because they're playing the game with us right now. When they let all these people in, look, they're letting people run around and wild out, steal shit, so they destabilize. Because remember, it's divide and conquer. They destabilize the neighborhood. They send all these clowns in. You don't know who's walking around your city. They probably got a whole bunch of cells that was talking about 24 at the beginning.
That's right. A whole bunch of
kind of spells all through
That's
this country because
right.
they don't know who they let in here.
They don't know who they let in. They don't know. They let them in.
And
that's
and
why that's why we did
neighborhood in my neighborhood.
They
send it to
our
neighborhood.
That's right. They don't go in the rich neighborhood. They go because the rich shows you through Martha Vineyard, everybody, that Martha Vineyard just got 50, they just got 50 people only and they threw them out the next day. Now how can y'all watch that on your Yeah. Yeah, how could y'all watch that and then say, and I hate to say it like this, but I got to say it. It's a fact. The three ruffian networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the three ruffian networks have gotten y'all delusional into hating on one dude. I've never heard the hate for any president as I heard for Trump. I mean, I got to be honest. I've been here for 60 years. I have never, in my dumbness, heard y'all go this ballistic on one president for one term. Now, I'm going to tell you why I know something got to be up. Brother, I'm going to let you finish your last statement. Go ahead. I'm going to take some more calls. How do you feel about what's going on?
very important right now. Like this next election. I'm going to tell you, I don't vote. I checked out Obama because Obama's not from here. Obama's a whole different plan in this game. And he came in killing all kind of people. He didn't do nothing for our community. He talked about make a change. He didn't make no change. He made it work. He came in killing people with those drones. He destabilized a whole bunch of, like, we in Ukraine right now because in 2014, this boy went over there and took out the regular elected government and put in this clown that's the government now. That's why we at war.
And kill Gaddafi.
They
say
we're not at war.
And kill Gaddafi. I mean, here's the dude that killed Gaddafi, and the black folks is okay with it in America.
No, they shouldn't have been. And they killed Gaddafi because he was going to make
his own Muslim brother
for his nation.
Then they got, hold on. And then you got black folks.
His own Muslim brother.
He kills Gaddafi. Because Gaddafi
after they
wanted
the man,
the money to be gold.
They started enslaving all his people, sending them all over the place as slaves.
That's right. They started enslaving all of them. That is a fact. Thank you for that comment, bro, because they forgot about that one, bro. Appreciate that one. I mean, let me ask y'all. I mean, don't y'all find it strange that the people here in the richest country supposedly in the world, the richest, and I did a show about this a long time ago. I said, we the richest slaves in the world. In America, we're the richest slaves in the world. Ain't no slave richer than us. If y'all want to call it whatever you want to call it, there's not a country on earth with the richest slaves as we are. That's a fact. Now, the problem with that problem.
One thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
They couldn't control this game without fiat money. That's why these boys, as long as they can print up all this phony money and they're not using gold and silver, see, if they had to look like Bill Gates on all this land, if he had to put down 2 tons of gold, he wouldn't own all. But as long as his boys could print all that money from the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, and D.C. is a private corporation, these boys is getting away with murder because we understand people don't want this knowledge right here. Because once you know the money is funny, full faith and credit with your money, why is your money based on magical spell? Because the money is on just a spell because it's valueless. It's just paper.
Hey.
But if you print that paper, they're going to lock you up because you're a counterfeiter. But they counterfeit every day. They buy your labor. They steal your life with paper.
That's called hypocrisy 101. Let me go to two calls. I'm getting all I am before I go to the next level. 9161. 9161. 9161.
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Loving everything you say. Go ahead.
Let me bring this up, man. I got a couple things to bring up in this whole thing you've been doing. You've been driving a lot of jewels today, so I appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. Number one.
Now, in your headline, you launched this guy named Gabe Sterling who bragged about what? Being able to manipulate elections, right? Okay.
Right.
Now, the brother just talked about the Ukraine election, but we got to understand. See, people always get into the, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm going to the date. Joe Biden told you on October 24th on a 26th or 29-minute interview, I forgot which one it was, with two little dorky-looking white boys, he said, we have created the greatest voter fraud organization in history of American politics. He said not only that, they used it with Obama. Now, check this out. What's going on right now? Wes brought it up. You got 228 members of Congress that sponsored or get political donations from Pfizer. 228.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
This election theft is not about is unconstitutional. It's about the same thing putting in the puppet like Zelensky that Obama wanted over there, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Putting him in, and now what they're saying, you were in Massachusetts, locked down, COVID. Oh, they say, COVID's coming back. Put the mask on. I was at the Virginia Beach the last couple of days. I'm like, damn, it's like 95 degrees. Why are y'all putting the mask on? What's going on here, man? I'm laying on the sand. I fell asleep in the sand, man. You got the sun rays on. They had Vivian Green. They had a little performance out there called the Funk Festival. I'm just out there with the people I know. But I'm just looking at the people. Then I go to Lynn Haven Mall down there in Norfolk, and I'm looking at the women. You know, they got the eyelashes on long, and the long fingernails and stuff. I'm like, everybody got tattoos. One woman looked like the spawn of Satan in that junk with the daggone nipple ring. I mean, not nipple ring, the nose rings, the eye piercing. And I'm in here looking like, they have basically, since COVID, turned this place into a virtual reality type place. It's almost surreal. But you still see people with the mask on. Now, let me bring this up. Because why are they bringing back lockdowns? Because now, as we know, the thing that's going on in Georgia, then we y'all talking about bricks. But my thing, you're bringing back lockdowns, just like you said, daggone, because I have to vote in your phone. But guess what?
Yeah.
If you're bringing out all them immigrants, let me tell you something, brother.
Really?
I remember I worked a couple years ago. I was out there delivering mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gave a Mexican guy $5. The Mexican guy told me himself, I'm only supposed to get one ballot. They are giving out massive mail-in ballots, but COVID is the precursor to everything. It's the precursor to elections. It's the precursor to jabs. COVID is the massive pretext. And then, daggone, all you got to do is look up their hospital up there in Baltimore, John Hopkins.
Yes.
They ran a simulation drill called Operation Doc Winter, didn't they? They just told you the other day, oh, this could be one. They just, now look, it's August. It's 95 degrees. They told us in Virginia, we're expecting record snow this year. Well, how do you know that?
That's deep.
And the last thing I'm going to bring up, that they're going, because some things happened yesterday. Now, you heard about this shooting in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, I have.
You heard about that. Now,
I
found two interesting things in that. One, they told you they know who the shooter was. Then they told you it was racially motivated. And I thought about this, and they said they're a civil rights division. Now, what happened yesterday? They had the farce on Washington. I don't call it the march. It's the 60th farce on Washington. And guess who would you believe that was speaking at the farce on Washington? Jonathan Greenblatt, the head of the ADL, was speaking there. They said they, because Kamala Harris had been shouting, they were going to have, they were going to have Jewish groups. They were going to have Jewish groups there. They were going to have agents. And Kamala Harris told Al Sharpton in the interview, they about to have a coalition. Now, John Greenblatt talked about Jewish people being in the march back then. But Jonathan Greenblatt just came out and told you social media is the number one driver of hate. Now, isn't Jonathan Greenblatt the same guy who was saying basically eliminate Kanye West and all this stuff? He even talked about Kyrie Irving. And you talk about the replacement theory. Jonathan Greenblatt got a hand in getting Tucker Carlson off the air. You got to understand how this guy, Jonathan Greenblatt, was on Obama's media career. They made this guy the head of ADL. And they were talking about rabbis yesterday at the March on Washington. When I read the article, it was even more interesting. They said that one of them was black and Jewish. Then they said Jewish people of color. I said, where is this coming from? Jewish people of color? You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, they got you running around in a tailspin. And they got you coming and going like you were talking about Beyonce just casting spells and all that. But we got to understand, we've been cast spells on a bigger level because they are running mass psychological campaigns and you can't see it.
Correct.
You're going to get caught in your own delusion because, like I said, I always tell people, when they always talk about Trump, I said, well, wait a minute. Daggone, don't you think, like Wes said, Pfizer, right? Wouldn't they tell them to put that information out too? Because I just told you Pfizer got 220 members of Congress. They got on board. Daggone, they paying them.
And they made $1 trillion. They made $1 trillion off the COVID.
They made a trillion dollars
off of COVID.
But,
go ahead.
And this is a statement I'm going to make. Why did they come back and talk about, they came back and talked about the other day, the COVID mandates. No, I mean, they didn't talk about vaccine mandates, that booster, but they did talk about the mask. Check this out. Why are they saying this? The CEO of Pfizer or one of the guys, I forget the name, what's this guy's name? I wasn't CEO of Pfizer. It might have been. I forgot his name. He was little Scott Gottlieb. That's it, FDA guy. Gottlieb. He came on. But they show, all you got to do is go look up Pfizer's stock. It dropped not 32%, man. Moderna stock dropped. So once they stopped pushing it and said the emergency over, and the common sense would tell you there is no emergency. So how are you going to push this now? So you going, what you going to do? Because you said they say the emergency over. So now people don't have to listen to shit you say. So the thing with me would be like, hey, you have to listen to me. But daggone, the people control the goddamn money. Daggone, look. Their stock was down 32%. All you got to do is don't put the mask on. What they going to do? If they're going, If 35, if you got a, you at a job site, right? Say you got to put the mask on. If 90% of people don't put the mask on, then you'll cut that crap up. You break Pfizer's back, man. They don't have
right.
more control than this. And guess what? This is the last thing. Pfizer board, everybody almost on that board is Jewish, man. They come back
yeah.
to these damn small
yeah.
heads, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knock the head off the damn small heads, and
now,
you got the whole problem solved. It ain't
now,
about it's about these small heads.
And they have German, and Pfizer's German, y'all, so that goes to show you the Germans are also the Khazars as well. So that's a beautiful analogy.
Yep.
Again, the banking system. Now, I told y'all, Jewish is the magic word. There's no such letter J in Hebrew. So it's a magic name. So y'all better learn what it means. I will tell you throughout this program what it means. It's, but the Khazaria Empire is where Ukraine is at. Look it up. Look at the ancient Khazars, and that's why that war had to be there, so they can siphon all the money from the U.S. They call us the grooms. The grooms. They're taking the money from the grooms and giving it back to the original homeland of the Khazarian Empire. Now, I'm going to prove this with facts, of course. Here is the number one Khazar talking to America on who's going to win the election. I played this before. I got to play it again. It's only 1 minute. Y'all tell me what y'all think after this.
My hope for 2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate. This could induce Trump, whose narcissism has turned into a disease, to run as a third-party candidate. That would lead to a Democratic landslide and force the Republican Party to reform itself. But perhaps I may be just a little bit biased.
That is George Soros, the biggest donor to the Democratic Party, that all the blacks who have he put in place, every black DA, in America is on his payroll. Go look it up. Go look it up if you really want to know that these facts matter. I got 767696. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, Dry Bones, I'm just listening. I'm on a fishing bank in North Carolina. I ain't in St. Louis today. I'm
hey, I'm loving that, man. These you listening, and catch one for us, please.
All right. Hey, I got some information. I went to my family reunion. I got some information. I'm gonna call you and let you know.
Okay. All right. Peace and love on that one. Do what you gotta do.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. We got you in there finally.
Okay. It's been a rough one for me.
Yeah,
but getting into the Dry Bones show, but I got in. But anyway,
okay.
I wanted to the last two guys that called in, oh my gosh, they were right on point.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much. Because that right there gives me hope. And I've been meeting people lately that has actually been waking up. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people are recognizing what these Democrats are doing that's black. They look like me. So that's a beautiful thing. But I wanted to talk about that video, a few things. But the video that you played, when it first started off, I had my notebook here and I just was jotting down some things. It says, this is the Democrats' party. I mean, they called it the KKK, the far right extremes. Okay, that's what they started off saying. And this is back in 1865 with the KKK party. So even with this when we listen and when we research, for some reason I paid a lot of attention to this video because that video was amazing. Because of the fact that it is tied in, it's not as extreme. They haven't gotten to the level of killing people like they were doing in that video. But the video wanted us to believe at first that they were, this was the Republican Party, is why they said far right extreme. But when you start listening in on the movie, I mean on the video you played, you would see that it was so that the KKK party wasn't initiated to, you know, target blacks or whatever. It was really to take over the government, you know. And you had like the Knights Temple that was a part of the military, George Jordan, who was a Buffalo soldier. That was, you know, they had the KKK party was for them to be. They have been wanting this communist, fascist, socialist takeover of the United States for a very, very, very long time. And it was amazing to me that even back in the late 1800s, they were actually so close to actually manifesting their dreams of having this communist country. And then back then, too, when I was listening to the video, it was amazing how the black vote was so freaking important, just as it is today. So the black votes, and then when you start listening, you'll see that the black votes were in the Republicans. They were Republicans even back then. They were trying to figure out how to eliminate the black vote to the Republicans. And not only that, they were trying to eliminate the white Republicans for even voting. So they were killing off their leaders.
They would kill the white people.
Eliminate them.
Yeah. They would kill the white people too.
Not to vote. So when you fast forward this to right now, you know, right now they're doing it in a more intellectual, sexy way, is how they like to say it. So the sexy way is, let's have Trump be this guy that's going to destroy the black community, and let's use our resources, which is the media, to just harm away on Trump all day long. I mean, it's like, so at some point people, so they overkill. See, what happened is when you have advanced technology like they have now. And back then, you notice too, they had judges. You see that, guys? They had judges back in the 1800s. When you get ready to take the voter charge to the judge, the judge is paid off as well, just like Trump. When Trump, I don't know if most people know this, but Trump filed so many lawsuits in all those five different states that they had every judge coordinated. When they come in, destroy it. Don't let it go to trial. So when people don't realize, what they were doing was motion to dismiss, and no judge heard anything of what Trump put in writing. So when they say, oh, he failed at all these courts, no, when you dismiss it, that means that it didn't even go to the next level. They didn't have to see all those thousands of affidavits, the films, the evidence, never got in none of those states. So they were using the old playbook. For the 1860s.
That was amazing to me.
And I know this because I was in the legal paralegal work, so I understand how the motions and how you can have rotten judges to block your lawsuits. So right now, black people are waking the fuck up. Okay, I'm telling you, Dry Bones. I know you know, and I'm out there. I'm in the field. I work, I meet a lot of people, and lately, oh my goodness, I'm meeting black people like these black folks that just called in, that woke the hell up and see this shit as Trump being going to jail all these five times. They are like, wait a minute. So now they waking up crackheads and you know, illegal people who have to face, you know, these crooked-ass judges and these crooked-ass crimes. And now more people are starting to like him. I mean, more people are liking Trump, right? So they say, yeah, what the fuck? We got to bring out our next weapon, COVID.
Yeah, that's COVID. Now, because that's, to me, what you just said, I'm going to let you finish up on. But if, just say, for instance, everybody, if she, what she talking about with the Trump thing, people are saying now that if they could do that to the president and we watch it, knowing that it's illegal, what they would do to us would be kids play. Kids play. Because you don't really know the law, obviously. What they're doing is unconstitutional. You should have the right to say if an election is false, then it should go to court. It was no court. It was automatic arrest. So I want y'all to realize you can't have it both ways. But go ahead, finish your point. I'm going to take another call. Go ahead, finish what you're going to say.
Yeah. So when I was looking at the video and comparing it to, you know, what's going on right now, is that I am very hopeful that if like the brothers say, if 90% of the people reject and say hell no to the freaking mask, hell no to the lockdown, hell no to you trying to get your immigrants, because that's why they was bringing them in, y'all, so they can be able to vote, okay? But now what's happening, they need a lockdown, because if the Democrats get 30 to 40% of the black votes, they are done. They're done. And what I'm hearing, and there's a lot of black men, and there's a lot of black people, black men who call in on the show. I don't know. I'm not saying our women ain't there, okay, because I love my women. But it's like the black men got more wisdom, and that shows you the sun and the moon, because the man is the power, and the man has the intellect and that strength. Even though they try to build these black women up with all these fancy jobs and the money and make sure that they keep the black man down so they can submissive to the woman. So the black man is saying, fuck that.
Well, that's John, you know, that could be Sean Kennedy's book.
And these women with these jobs, they fucking with these Democrats, and they blinded and
but
they crazy
got the black women.
Now, black men.
Now, but they got the black woman is the one doing the bidding, which is a dangerous aspect of this, because if the black woman is the number one prosecutor of black women now, and she's being brought by just, you heard the dude, George Soros, who's telling you who he's paying. So Santos has to be watched by all of us in Florida, because, again, if George Soros is paying this dude, then that's called when you got two oppositions. Y'all, we had a show last week where we need a guy complex. It's just a selective opposition. They got him now, and I'm going to play that later. But I got to play this for y'all, because I want y'all to know, our young people, your children, your offspring, whatever you want to call them at this point in time, with the new DNA vaccination that many of you have given your children or yourself, that has the power to give blood clots. And also, the key is this, that Hollywood did a movie called Cell with Samuel Jackson. And I want you to listen to where they got the original construct of Cell. This is not a joke, everybody. Your children could be brought into a serious riot. So put yourself on mute if y'all making noise. That's all you got to do. Just mute yourself. I won't do it, but just mute yourself. And when you get quiet. Can actually cause why your kids are rioting, because they all get online first. Now, listen to the person who predicted this way before I was even born, and that's over 60 years ago. This is how sad this is, how far ahead of the game that many of us got to wait. You not on the catch up, our people.
Hey, that weapon is called a mosquito weapon, man.
There you go.
20 to hit. The mosquito weapon. Look it up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's why I need y'all for the mosquito weapon. And here's the guy who made it.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. But if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being. Well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are the various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Now, that is a Star Trek movie scenario where Luther was to make you happy and make you happy and you stayed happy, the perpetual happiness. This is a construct that is happening today. They want you to be perfectly happy. You know how they're going to do it? With the new AI virtual reality goggles. You will be in a state of perpetual happiness. Your children, not you on this line, your offspring that you have given these devices to as Christmas presents, birthday presents, graduation presents, whatever type of present, or they can buy them themselves. And they will be induced into staying in their rooms almost out of 24 hours. They can possibly stay in there for 18 and only eat and sleep. That's a fact. Let's take some more callers. 3318, we are perpetually inheriting what that man just said. 3318.
How you doing, brother, man? Great show. I appreciate you. Let me just make one topic.
No, go ahead.
I also like when you brought that Ku Klux Klan thing in. So let me add a little to that only and get out the way, because you got some heavy hitters today, okay? So when they brought the Ku Klux Klan, the only way for them to come into those states is they were fighting our people, right? They came in as a corporation. They came in as a charter. So when they came as a license, as a charter, they became the Revolutionary, a.k.a. Militia Army. So they made a group within themselves. That's why they didn't like the Black Panthers. So they made a group within themselves, and as they chartered, they became a club. When they became that club, they become a charter. So every state you go to is a corporation. So they doing that corporation shit as soon as we come into the house. That's that Emancipation Proclamation. So when we came into the house, everything's a business. So now we can throw that Jim Crow shit. Watch this. Now this ain't the feds. It's all state. That's why we got to remember, we ain't fighting the feds. We fighting the state. Now watch this.
Right.
So watch this. So the sheriff backed them up. Where are all the deeds at? Who's holding all the deeds to the land? The sheriff, because he's the executive officer. So they let them revolutionary militia. Then the president back in the day used to give money to the militia called the police. That's the language, bro. Thank you for taking my call.
And that's why the police is always beholden to the elite, because they pay their salaries. That's a fact. They if you ever notice, the police salary is very low. They make their money on overtime and doing special engagements at the Super Bowl or at the games, the basketball games. They protect the interest, the property.
That's right. Don't they call the president the commander in charge of the army? And then the chief in charge of us. They know who we are. I'm waking up. Love you, man.
Policemen were also slave catchers. The first police were slave catchers. That's all their job was, to catch and return runaway slaves. You got to remember transportation, too. Transportation, you got to look up transportation and look up orphan trains where they send millions of young white children from Europe. They didn't have mothers or fathers. They put them on trains. They said, that starts your orphanages, and a whole bunch of these other, the hospitals and all that come through that right there. So you got to watch these guys. And the other thing,
I'm just trying to see who gave
But look up that movie.
I'm just trying to see who gave them a free pass to do what they did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to look at. And when they got to go,
they
became
the
radical.
The Irish. The Irish.
Anyway, I'm going to get out of the way.
They were talking about them all tonight, all these wars of secret societies. Look at the Emmerborn, the king of the king and queen of England. Look at the Emmerborn that Mandela wore in his jacket. Look at the Emmerborn that these boys wear. Don't forget the Jesuits, because the Jesuits is the most dangerous. They're the assassins. These are the boys that killed off the heads of state. So all they did was model themselves after things that were happening in the past. They brought it to the present, like CIA, FBI, all of these boys.
Now,
all these boys are complicit in this in this whole scheme.
Yeah, we ain't going to deny that.
They gather information on anybody.
But I do like the fact that we had this conversation earlier when I got here. And because of the local government situation that the brother just brought up, and y'all, most people are looking at the wrong government. It's like we so fixated on the presidency, not realizing that your local governor is the president of your state. And if that governor decides to give you over to the federal government, basically, this is something that a lot of us don't look at, because we're so used to looking at Trump and all these damn Obamas and all that. Remember, the reason why your government of your state asks for help because they have misappropriated your tax base. When you misappropriate your tax base, then your governor will ask for help. And when he asks or she asks for help, she takes a vow to the devil, if y'all want to call it whatever you
want. Charity.
There you go. And once she gets that vow, they will use and make you what you just said, y'all, an orphan. Y'all using your own word. You are an orphan. Like the brother been saying, vindication on you, brother, right now. You've been saying, how long you been
teach
saying
church. Teach it, church.
Hey, listen to Dry Bones, y'all. We are having a wonderful, wonderful time here in the B-Low. We about to get on. Thank y'all, brother from Virginia, because that's what they have in here. Funk festivals are all over the country now, because our people are inclined to lots of entertainment. And I'm one of them. We ain't going to lie to nobody. We all love entertainment, but I'm just be at real. We got to balance both reality and fantasy, because them two together, if not balanced properly, will have you in a matrix of foolishness. Y'all better get ready, because unfortunately, jurisdiction is going to change. They have given, I hope you know this, y'all, your pensions, all of your retirement money, if it ain't backed by gold or silver or precious property or precious art worth anything, you will be in servitude or serfdom. And then they're going to create another type. First, it ain't going to happen overnight. First, you're going to go into the, and there's going to be a black market eventually developed, which is already happening. You can buy anything from anybody right now. Bartering has never ended. Never will. Never will. You will barter your own body if you have to. That's how we have been taught in this world. So get ready, because it is real. This whole program is not made to be sounding fictitious. It's all factual. Everything we talked about, many of you have already ordained to be a fact. Only thing we look at now is what's in the light of us ahead. Ahead of us, besides death, which is inevitable, is a life that, do you want to be taxed to death? Because that's where this is going. Serfdomhood. Because one thing I know for sure, there's not a country on the planet Earth that has three classes. It's either rich or poor. You are in the last of all republics. Because first of all, anybody know this, you're not a democracy. You are a constitutional republic. That was its first assignment. What it has turned into is democracy, which, look that word up. It's Latin. Look it up. Do you want democracy or you want a constitutional republic? Which one do you want on this line? Everybody listening in TV land. But we must do something real good. When we get a 2-minute break before, because we're almost to the end of where they might cut some of you off. If they don't, stay on the line, because we got more. I told you immigration was the number one trick. It went against everything. Everything. Think about that, y'all. number one trick to black people in America, and who've been here the long. I just want y'all to know, next week I may have to play the Constitution that black people wrote. So y'all don't even know that the original Constitution, there were black people in the chambers. Oh, yeah, they tell you their names, but y'all don't look them up. His alias was called Prince Whipple. He in there, sitting at the table. Reverend John Witherspoon was another black. Go look it up. And there's about three more that we're going to get into next week. That's why y'all ain't listening to this. Why is it that we can't understand that this was a republic? That's why the KKK, who was also part of the Masonic Order of the Grand Orient, because that's who you fight in the Vatican. Because these charters were given by pirate corporations. The East Indian Corporation, who was part of the African charter of that with India and many other of those so-called countries that were already in the spice trade. So this is nothing new, y'all. The Silk Road has been resurrected, like my sister be saying. Resurrection, everybody. Guess what's back? The Silk Road. You don't call it the Silk Road because they kept that out of your mind. Because if you knew what the Silk Road was, you would know it was all about the opium and the drugs and the spices. You would know that by now. You wouldn't be worried about, well, why is all this happening? Because they ain't never stopped. The people bringing in the drugs now is because you got an open border. That's common sense. So America is doing what China did. China gave their people opiates before they put them on their can you imagine being a Chinese and you making all the goods for America and you live in a small apartment and your country making billions to trillions of dollars in revenue because everything you buy, American black folks, and I'm talking to all folks now, all come from China. China ain't going to kill us. China going to usurp us. And if you don't go along with their scientific dictatorship, we played the tape for you before. Science is the key in China. They politicians are scientists. I hope y'all know. They're not politicians. They're scientists and tech. India people is tech, progressives. They're technocrats. So you got technocrats and a scientific dictatorship working together to destroy America. Why? Because the number one resource in America is dumb black people. How do I know that? Because as long as you remain ignorant, they can succeed. They only wake up. Imagine blacks not voting. Say, fuck this right now. Right now. If every black in America just say, fuck this, you know what you will cause without shooting a bullet? Do you know what you will cause without shooting a bullet? A psychological cataclysm. They will freak the hell out if you say, we ain't voting, fuck y'all. And we ain't giving y'all no money. Just for a week. Sounds crazy, though, don't it? But you can't do it because you've been programmed not to do it. So you ain't going to do it. But that, if you were to do it, you wouldn't even have to shoot a weapon. It'll be over with that week. It'll be over with that week. But somehow
yeah,
we can't
agree,
do
man.
It.
What did you, hey, Bone, what did these young niggas say? We ain't buying no goddamn tennis shoes, man. All these
right.
young motherfuckers say, we ain't buying no tennis shoes, no Nike, no Jordan. And the
you
old folks take our money out of Bank of America. Just one bank,
hey.
Bank of America.
Hey, I told you, when we get back, we're going to take a two-minute break. When we get back, we're coming back. We're going into the Twilight Zone. If I told y'all what I seen, y'all going to say I'm crazy. Now, many of you lying. Many of you lying already seen it. Y'all sent it to me. I'm just putting this, what you sent, to a program form. We'll be right back. 2 minutes. got my notebook now. We back. We got our notebooks. We in the Twilight Zone period now. Let me tell y'all something. The fires, everything that's happening. Every sector of America, all 10 regions, will be hit with a psioptic event. Just happened. We have a fire now going on in, I think, in Louisiana. The tankers have been. Louisiana got the fire now. Right now, Florida got the racial shit going on with the shooting. We ain't no telling what's going to come of that because that's in Jacksonville. That's an area at Ethel Waters College, everybody. Ethel Waters College is the AME church here in Florida, owned by the AME. Go look it up. So that's also connected to the AME. Ain't that strange, right, at their facility. And let's go across the country. And your areas that's going on, just be look on the lookout of anything suspicious that happens to your state. Like somebody telling you you're going to get a strange winter, let that be known to you. Prepare. Prepare yourself with generators, whatever you got to get to make it through this situation. Because every region, there's 10 of them, every region has never been rescinded since President Nixon. He put the 10 regional plan. In case of emergency, FEMA would take over the whole country. This is a fact. That's why FEMA's over there partying in Hawaii in a 5-star hotel. So y'all better wake up real quick because they're not playing, and we are. We are playing. It's no time. I want y'all to realize if you are on this line and you have any resources to yourself, you must share them strictly with those of confidential means. The minute you start to tell what you have, Brother Blessed say all the time, we talk too much. You know, I never tell where y'all located because you don't want people to know where you located, because you give them all the locations already. We got family members who Facebook Live ain't necessary if you got enemies. If you got enemies and you on Facebook Live, they already will locate. So just think about this, y'all. Just think about it. The global elites know you waking up. They know all of us is waking up. You got to become more astute and how you carry your conversations, and you cannot trust everybody because they look black. That is the biggest farce on the friggin' planet. I'm going to prove it today with facts, because no one would guess your biggest enemy. Guess who I tell you. I looked them up. See, I look up everybody. Vidik Rashalami, who was on that debate. Come to find out, he graduated from the World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab student. Look it up.
Yep.
I go look people up. I want to know who the hell this going to be. And when I found out he was on the, and so, you know, we did this program before about the World Economic Forum, all its so-called junior World Economic Forum, Dana Perino, Fox, all of Fox. If y'all watched Trump talk to Tucker Carlson, which I did, he said Fox was an enemy. How do I know that? Because I've been telling y'all for years, Fox was started by a British dude named Rupert Murdoch under the Communication Act that Ronald Reagan gave a foreigner power, which is to have, you ain't supposed to have no control over our communications as a foreigner. But Reagan changed it. And that's why I tell y'all, I look at everybody, not just because, I'm no party either. I'm an independently thinker, but.
First law of war, man. The communication, bro. Tell that communication. Line. Communication. That's the number one fake of war.
That's right. Knock out the communique, and that's what they have done. Our communication levels today, unless many of y'all on this line, are the biggest communicators that ever in this era have assembled on these shows. The people on these programs who are giving out, yourselves, I'll say the bones, y'all, whoever else y'all go on these shows, is the new news. The old news is the three ruffians that y'all all love and your family love, the three ruffians. The three ruffian news network. Now, if y'all like the three ruffian news networks, that's on y'all. Fox, all them is three ruffians. CBS, they have got... You don't even own anything on television without it going through the three ruffians. And all of them together with BlackRock, which y'all already said, Larry Fink and all these people. Now, let's go to the real deal. Black people, listen up. and white people. I'm talking to you too, because I know you're on this line. I see three of y'all for the numbers. Now, Canada, you're listening to Canada. Canada, we thank you, Canada, because y'all are under the regime already. The Canadian Empire.
Go ahead.
Somebody said what? Go ahead. What you say? Go ahead. Somebody. What you say? Somebody said something. They evil. Okay. Hey, hold on. I don't mind y'all. Hey, put yourself on mute. Just put yourself on mute because we're going to hear everybody because y'all making noise doing work.
Jermaine?
That's fine. Yeah, put yourself on mute if y'all talking and working.
Okay.
I ain't got no problem.
I'll never put it on mute.
Yeah, I ain't got a problem with y'all putting on yourself.
I'm on the line with her, too. I'm on the line with her.
Well, mute yourself until y'all get to y'all to get on what y'all saying.
Oh, I apologize
for
that.
Yeah.
Okay, she can mute. She's about to mute.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, if y'all working, just don't mute yourself. I don't have a problem
with
y'all.
No disrespect, y'all.
We understand. We just want to make sure everybody can hear what y'all saying. Because y'all saying stuff, and I'm hearing y'all talking. You might say some stuff you don't want us to hear, do you? Whatever the case may be.
I want to say, how does the black woman feel once at the end of this trial, how they use all these black people? Trump, district attorney in Georgia as a black lady, the black man in New York, and the black woman in D.C. When everything falls down and when everybody realizes these were never charges, real charges, they just created charges just to, you know, for political interference. You know how, I mean, isn't it something how they're just using the black people, especially the black women who they, you know, who are their, like, strong base?
I find it unbelievable.
How you feel about that?
And I feel about, I'm going to say this first and y'all can let y'all roll. I don't even have a problem with that. I'm more upset with the black woman watching men play female sports with their kids and daughters.
Yep.
I can't imagine how this even got passed, that a man can dress up and going to the bathroom with your daughters, and y'all not outraged. So I'm going to go with that.
Well, they told us in Juana, man, but we didn't pay attention. We looked at it as a joke.
Ooh, sure was. Juana, man. That was a good movie, too. Wasn't that good? A black show that showed that the black. Now, what if that? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Have you noticed that Griner? I'm glad you brought that up. The Griner chick, she had to be taken off the game. She out the game now. She got some psychological problems. Because they seen she had a dick. They found out she had a dick. And,
I told y'all that, man. I told y'all that was a dude, man.
She can't play now. She got psychological problems. I thought about you, Wes. I said, ain't that some crazy shit? Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm going to just tell y'all. I'm pretty sure there's probably more. I'm not lying. I'm pretty sure because there's some big women that are extremely strong. Now, all of them are men. I ain't going to tell that lie. But there is a good deal that this experiment has been going on for a long time and making this happen because no way this just came on the scene all of a sudden. It's just the Juana Man was a test movie to see our acceptance of that. And you know how they did it? They put a love theme into it where he really loved this girl, but he had to play it off because he didn't want to ruin his career. Now, that goes to show you that death movie is not fake. It's real. That's a real movie. They telling the real story. We just took it as, like you said, it's just a comedy, which is sad today to learn we've been played again. That's where I got the problem at. Let me get some more calls. Whoever this is, 769-7696. Thanks for holding, because I don't want to miss you. I see you was on there for a minute. I just scrolled down.
Dry Bones, it's that situation with them and, you know, mixing up these people and, you know what I'm saying, that comes out the Frankenstein thing where they trying to figure out how to, I'm saying, basically change the world into, I think they want two sides. They want that dumb shit, all the crazy shit while they over here doing the regular, normal stuff. You know what I'm saying? So throw the bricks and hide your hand.
Yeah, there you go. That's an excellent way of putting it. They throwing bricks but hiding their hand in the whole thing of the scenario going on. Let me get some more.
They don't use computers. They don't do all this stuff. They own the regular, normal stuff.
Yeah,
old school Amish type shit. That's what they still on because that's the real way of life. You know
what
I'm saying?
What they're giving us is a facade. It's a facade. You're saying they're giving us a facade.
Yes. Yes, that's the They Live.
Oh, yeah, that was a great movie. I tell people all the time, I know they thought that was a fake movie, but we'll get into that. That was a good one. But I got to get with Brother, I hope Brother D all right in Tennessee. You may go to 9451. 9451, you on there with us. 9451. Hit you twice so you know you next. 9451. Go ahead. 9451. You've been holding a long time. I hate to put you out there. Going once, going twice. 9-4.
Yo, can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What's up, man? Tom.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. I got
to add on, man.
I got you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
They got a brother named Dr. Ali Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
He be on Sinetta TV. He does the big
right.
stuff.
Yeah,
but he wrote a book about the Cuckoo Khan. The Cuckoo Khan, and he was tying that into, that's where they got the whole KKK form was the Cuckoo Khan, which was the Order of the King Serpent, which was would have been the Aboriginal people down in Central America. And the second thing I wanted to add was the Silk Road. And I did a show with Ramon on Bev about this a couple years ago called Tor, T-O-R. And that's how you enter the Dark Web. And on the Dark Web, they had something called the New Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI had to go in and shut it down, but every time they shut it down, they opened up a new one. On this Silk Road, you could buy all the drugs in the world, body parts, organs, corn.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? You went out. Where you at? You went out.
Wow.
Where you
Hello,
at?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, wherever you're at. Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, I know the way from y'all. No, I'm saying you can see them like in a room where it's like 10 dudes chasing the girl and shit.
Right.
Typing in, you know what I'm saying? Yo, cut her fingers off. And, you know, they be like, yo, send 2,000 in Bitcoin. You send it, and they'll cut the fingers off. You know what I'm saying? Cut her breast off. You know, all this while they gang rape her. But all that stuff is on the New Silk Road, man.
Right. It's on the Dark Web.
The Dark
correct.
Web.
Go ahead.
So I was just adding that to it because you were talking about the Silk Road. You were talking about
the KKK. Yeah,
because it's a tie-in to when you look at the order of the Cuckoo Khan, which is, I think, spelled like K-U-L-K-U-K-H-A-N, Cuckoo Khan, which was the King Serpent, the goddess of the Aboriginal Americans. They had a whole order where they would wear those same hats. Now, if you go to Spain, it's just
Spain,
Google Easter
right.
in Spain. Easter
yeah, they
in Spain.
Got it. Yeah, they got it.
And you'll see them with the KKK hat. They got that whole thing from this when they conquered Central America. They took on the order of the Cuckoo Khan. But you got to get that brother's book. He brings it down to the book. I don't got it in front of me from outside.
Well, y'all look that up y'all, for the future. Y'all look that up because we'll look that up as well. The Spanish people definitely have a ceremony, but then when you get into that Spanish thing, where they really get it from? Look like could have got it from the Moorish order because that's the Malta and all of them is the Knights Templars, the Spanish War with the Crusades with the Moors. I mean, all that's together really, and all of them had mystical schools of initiation. So definitely, that's why I told you the Ku Klux Klan is not a joke. It's not to be like, oh, it's some bunch of dumb, ignorant crackers. The crackers you see are the lower levels. You ain't seeing the high-level grand psyops and all that. You're not seeing them. So that's just the reality of it all. Let me take some more of y'all, but I got, go ahead. Somebody want to say something? Go ahead. I can't hear you. You must be really outside.
Oh, let me see something, man.
You outside somewhere. You better put a headpiece on because you sound like you're getting wind. You must be. Yeah, I hear you way good. There you go.
The Ku Klux Klan, that comes from the land of Mu. And also the Day of the Dead with the skulls, which the Spanish people took that too. Remember, the conquistadors were Spanish. They came from Portugal and they came from Spain. When they came and they came and conquested over here in the south and all the way into Mexico, they took everything that the indigenous had. Now, you were talking about the Constitution. We're going to talk about the Iroquois Confederation
And that's the boys that first gave them the blueprint for the constitutions that you have today from indigenous mm-hmm. people.
No doubt. And again, why is it that we can't accept the constitution that this republic and black folks was in this whole construct from the very beginning? It's like all of a sudden when you explain our people, they have to say Africa because that's been brainwashed to you. I mean, I ain't saying that people didn't come. Some people didn't come from that continent, but the whole continent could not have been induced by Africa at that time frame. Because if y'all ever see a slave ship, I want y'all to know one thing. If the slave ship that they all claimed have sunk into the ocean with gold and silver, who got them? Who got them ships, y'all? That's one question you need to ask, because they know where they at. If they really stopped all these people, all these people say claiming that they brought. Y'all been on a cruise before? Everybody been on a cruise before? Just take this thought. Look how long it takes to get to the Caribbean. Just driving to the Caribbean on a ship of that magnitude, and imagine a ship that they showing us today. With the smaller, the people crushed up in the bottom of the boat, bow and up there. Imagine that one. Everybody in the ship would be susceptible to dysentery and sickness. Because if I'm shitting at the bottom, you don't think that smell coming up to the ship, y'all? If we all shitting at the bottom of the ship, like they claiming, and you telling me that they had the means to do this, it should have been a lot of people dying on them. To get across
from dysentery.
Thank you. I want y'all to think about that one for a minute, right? Because see, reality is the factuality on this program. We don't care how you think. It doesn't make me no difference. Facts do matter. If your facts ain't adding up to that thinking, then you need to reevaluate yourself, because there's no way that makes sense to you. You can't shit in your own house and leave it. Just shit in your whole house a week and just leave it, y'all, and see what happens. How about that one? How about that? Yeah, let's make it simple for you. Now, I found out who the most treacherous people is as far as immigration. I got to give them credit. I really do. I see why now the Indiana or the Indian Trade or the Indian East Indian Corporation, I understand quite well what happened now. I really do. Let me just say this. There's a reason why India is powerful today. It's not by accident, y'all. The reason why I always told y'all I don't believe nothing of Afrocentric say, there's no such word as Caucasian. It was made up. There's no such thing as the Caucasus Mountains that they came from that. That's made up. I'm going to prove it today by showing you the court case that how this makes sense to y'all. Think about it, what I'm about to play. Before we go, I got to play this. It's impossible to keep this. Black people, I stand by, do not know nothing. Now are you on this line? But our people as a whole know nothing about immigration. Nothing. Nothing about it. They've been lied to about it. They think they know about it. They have no clue to immigration. I was even dumb to it. I kept saying, how are these people get over here who are pretty much dumb and they become rich? That's impossible. You can't bring a dumb population over and then they outdo the people who've been here the longest. That's impossible without help. But I found out. Here's the court case. Listen carefully, just 3 minutes of this, and figure this out. How can we be this dumb?
The Supreme Court said you can be Aryan, you can be Caucasian, but that doesn't mean you are white. There's just been an idea of people not wanting to be black. When we look at the updated requirements for U.S. citizenship in 1870, being from Africa was okay. Of African descent was okay. Being white was okay. But if you were somewhere in between and you didn't fit neatly into this box or this box, you were out of luck. Because he didn't try to fight for equality. What he actually tried to do was kind of sneaking through the back door. Hi, I'm Danielle Romero. Thank you so much for being with me again today on my channel, where I am in the middle of a series about how different groups were able to get citizenship in the United States. And almost all of that has pivoted on the term free white persons. And I want to talk today about the experience of Indian Americans naturalizing in the United States. Now, when I say Indian, I don't mean Native American, but really people from India, of South Asian descent. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has been brought in on these issues so many times, deciding not only who can become a citizen, but first, who is white. The U.S. Supreme Court said that you can be Aryan and Caucasian and still not be white and not have the right to become a U.S. citizen. Now, when I hear the term Aryan or Caucasian, it's in the schema connects that to white, right? And it was just so shocking to me to see these being separated from each other. So 100 years ago, in 1923, there was an extraordinary man named Bhagat Singh Thind who found himself at the center of a legal battle that would challenge the very notion of race and citizenship here in the United States.
I was deemed Aryan and Caucasian, but not white, and was not permitted to become a U.S. citizen.
But before we get into the court case, I want to tell you a little bit about the man himself. A remarkable figure in Indian American history, was an esteemed writer and lecturer on spirituality. He was actually Sikh. So his connection with the United States began when he enlisted in the Army shortly before the conclusion of World War I. And after the war, he sought to become a naturalized citizen, capitalizing on this legal precedent that had granted Caucasians access to such rights. Now, if you have watched my video about the five skull types, if not, I'll link to it in the description, but there are these five skull types that people were kind of using as understanding about race. And one of them was Caucasian precedent that granted Caucasians access to such rights. Identifying himself as Aryan or Caucasian, he found himself at the center of a 1923 Supreme Court battle, the United States versus Bhagat Singh Thind. Now, at the time, as with these other court cases, there was this battle of this understanding of who is a free white person. Now, the founding fathers used this phrase that a free white person of good character was eligible to become a U.S. citizen. But then 100 years later, in 1870, after the Emancipation Proclamation, something else was added to that. So you could either be a free white person, or you could be a person of African descent or an alien of African nativity. So that's right. You had to be either white or African to be a citizen. And he decided to argue that he, because he was Caucasian, he was white. Now, this court case is absolutely fascinating to me because up until this point, there's just been an idea of people not wanting to be black. But all of that goes out the window when we look at the updated requirements for U.S. citizenship in 1870. But if you were somewhere in between and you didn't fit neatly into this box or this box, you were out of luck. The Supreme Court unanimously rejected Thind's argument, saying that he did not meet the, quote, common sense definition of white. In the ruling, the Supreme Court concluded that Thind's assertion of being Aryan or Caucasian based on linguistic similarities did not make him eligible for citizenship. That means the Supreme Court said you can be Aryan, you can be Caucasian, but that doesn't mean you are white. They firmly held that the term Aryan was unrelated to physical characteristics, so I'm not really sure what it would be related to, and that Thind's resemblance in language alone was insufficient to establish a common racial origin. His culture was...
Now I actually broke the case down, and now I got it, I'm going to download it. And I'll give it to those of you on the email. When you read this, you are going to freak out. How the hell did Hitler call himself an Aryan? See, they lied. Hitler was worshiping the Hindu religion. That's a fact. You got it as they found. No. Because the word
that's
Indian,
where they got the swastika. That's why you started using that swastika.
Swastika.
That's the
Indian symbol. They will worship that dude. When you look him up, he had a Sikh hall in Illinois where all the grand masters of masonry and mysticism ended up in those eras. Was in Chicago. Go look him up, see who he taught, and then come back to me. Cause see, I know y'all don't know what y'all talking about. These people came from the East. Just like affirmative action is gone today. not by white people, but by Chinese people from the East. See, this is how you know you get played. You up here don't even know, white people didn't even call themselves Caucasians. Never called them, the Indian people called themselves that. That's how I got to be. Go look it up, come back to us, and then don't argue with people talking about white man. No, 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 no. Aryan Nation, the Aryan Nation is worshiping Hinduism. It's a mystic Nordic religion based off the Hindu, which is called the Mardi. Now, y'all look it up. That's a fact. Let me go to 2-4, another caller. Right, y'all still hanging in there. 2-4-8-5. Thank you for holding. Thank you for holding. 2-4-8-5. I got you. You've been waiting a long time. Go ahead. I'm going to shut up and let y'all talk because we got somebody doing chants now. I hear bells and everything. Y'all getting in there. I'm hearing bells from all y'all. Okay, 2-4-8-5. Are you out there? Because I'm about to close this line. You out there? 2-4-8-5. Go ahead. Somebody else jump in. What's your thoughts on this?
Hey, Bones.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? 2-4-8-5. 2-4-8-5.
No, I hear you. Go ahead. Say something, please. Been waiting for you.
Oh, man. What's up? Oh, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you for that Caucasian. Oh, man. You made my day, bro.
I'm so
with that Caucasian and it, with that Caucasian and all of that bullshit and that nonsense for years. Caucasoid Mountains and all of that crap. The gullibility. The gullibleness of people, the nonsense that we put up with and don't even reach it, just take stuff and run with it. And then common sense, which unfortunately is not very common, will tell you just the thought of a Caucasoid mountain on it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. None. So how do you use Caucasoid mountains and Caucasoids and Caucasian and make it have a relationship?
Hmm.
No wonder we're in this state. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Good to hear you. Good to hear you too, bro. Good to hear from you. Yeah, keep it going though. Yeah, I like that what you're saying. So,
please send me a copy of that, please.
I will see the court case. You got that because it needs to be read, and your children, offspring, need to read. Why are they calling people white and they're not white?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Just like we say black. Just like we say black.
We have to give credit to what's that religious they taught that that white didn't mean white.
Who the Moors? The Moors Science Temple. Yeah. A lot of things I'll tell you we learned. I tell people all the time, I took the good and bad out of everything. Again, they did tell us the Caucasoid, all that stuff. And then I'm giving y'all the court cases, so y'all don't have to be talking about what he's talking about. No, go to the court case and just marinate on that. Go ahead.
We have to remember the census takers was the ones who would give you your status. So according
to
how your house was set up, how your attitude and you talked, that was – what they signed you down as.
That's right.
Like he said, the man didn't even have the mind to be a Caucasian. How the hell you know what type of mind this man got?
Right. And this man saying Aryan too. They said you could be. Now here's the key. I hope y'all were listening. They said the only thing that could be citizens was supposedly our prototype and the white people prototype. Now, why is black people not acting like they were the original citizens of the United States? You're the original citizens, regardless of what happened. You're the original.
1932.
And the reason why they probably did that,
Dry Bones,
is because
they've been
black.
1932.
Also
hold on. 1932 first. No. 1932. I'll take all of you, but
1932. Bankrupt. Went into a democracy from a republic. Stole Big Mama's wallet when they removed all the gold with that bullshit because that shit wasn't meant for us, but we went along with it anyway and put that shit in democracy, a.k.a. legalese, Social Security, and all of that other dumb shit. I'm done.
Now that one right
okay,
there.
Okay,
what I was 1933 is exactly, that's why they killed the people on the Titanic because they were going to go against the Federal Reserve Act and they end up killing them. and they did not, and they rushed it through as usual, just like they did the Patriot Act. And come to find out, the Patriot Act was written by a Chinese Vietnamese man, an Asian man wrote the Patriot Act, and the same people now, I hate to tell y'all this, that we watching, remember I told y'all, when they do the Red Dawn scenario and catch us off guard, y'all better be ready for when it actually hit, because they got to have total chaos to pull this off. There's no doubt about it. That's why I do these programs. They must have total chaos to pull this off, to keep people in perpetual panic. Because if you start to think like we're doing here, we can figure out the strategy. So as many of us start to learn, they going to go ahead. Somebody said something. Go ahead. What you say?
And dry bones. And then brought the queen bitch in to progressive with those women. Because they gave them the 19th Amendment.
That's right.
So all them aggressive women, was that Margaret and all them motherfuckers. So they run in the purse. Because they said that these men are abandoning us. They don't know how to run a church. They don't know how to build. They got that civic.
And I like how you put that, the church. I like how you said. Now,
I'm going to Charles Colfax Jones. We're looking for structure for the Negro in America. Charles Colfax Jones, he was like the author of how they handled churches and how they were going to make us all Christians. Remember, when the Vatican sent the conquistadors here, they were Roman Catholics. These boys had no love for you. Right to bomb dominion. They had the right to come and kill you, take your land, rape your women, man. And they did it.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, sister. You're next. Go ahead, sister. I heard you saying. Go ahead. I'm looking for this clip. Go ahead.
I was going to say the reason why they had, you know, black and white as far as being the citizens is because they already knew that when Columbus came over here, it was black descendants already here. You know, and it's just not, and if people dig down and do their research, they were not
brown descendants.
They were black, dark skinned.
I mean, whatever the color, they was not.
They were mixed with
Spaniards.
They got brown when they started mixing with the Spaniards.
Hold on. I want y'all to realize
copper color.
Yeah, it gets very dark if you look at some copper. Look at the penny. It's brown as hell. I mean, if you get a lot of sun. And that's just a major amount. But let's just go with the fact that they were melanated. Because now if they melanated and then they come, and Columbus is in Haiti. He's not even in America. Never touched America. He's in Haiti. He goes to Haiti, or DR, however y'all want to call them to, and whatever the ancient name was. He goes there. He did not bring anybody with him that was at practice. Everybody was dark-skinned on his ship. Just look it up. And he rolls back and brings them back with them. And then to prove to them that they needed to get more money because now look what we found. And guess what they did? They made them missionaries. The people that he brought with them back, they became missionaries, brought them back to the people. And, of course, your people said, now you've been brainwashed. You can brainwash these people easy, too. Now, they're your people originally, but you just came back looking different. Same story of the Bible. With Joseph was a Hebrew who became a king because he was. It's the same story. Same story. They go back to Egypt, the pharaohs, bring them back to this people, the Hebrews, and guess what? They get conquered. Or they become missionary governors because the blacks were the missionary governors first. I don't know how y'all don't know this. It's right there in your libraries of Congress, of your state. They will show you that if they're copper color, they're copper color all over the place then. So obviously, by having sex with them, only lighten them up a little bit in the beginning. Because they were dark brown to brown, dark brown. I mean, I ain't no way to put it. So if they were no other way to put it. So why are y'all going to our kids today is the question. Go ahead.
Let me just put some in on it. I heard the brother he mentioned Mew and Maui, which is the same thing in the land of Mew. Now, when we look at Maui from the indigenous part and that land of Mew, because we were all over and we played a part in it, we were our own fault. Maui was the original and the direct place where of indigenous culture. It was actually the original burial place for the Hawaiian royal family, which were of copper color. Also, it was the land of the Maori, which was, you know, the land of Mu. It was an ancient burial place, and it had no – they were the only ones that were like the foundation, you know, the foundation and the history of indigenous culture. But when you look at Maui itself, it had no and I was listening to something where they didn't even want to use water. It was a law stating that if something happened, like with a fire, whoever that marshal was, which was democratic in nature, he said, no, if a fire ever occurred, we're not going to use no type. It was a banishment of water. They were not to use no type of water.
I said,
what?
What? Who says that?
What? Are you kidding me?
They allowed the people to die.
So,
they said the water was sacred. They said the water was sacred. And I said, wait a minute. But you know where that comes from, y'all? The New Age movement. They call Mother Earth Gaia. They saying the water is her umbilical fluid. Ambiotic fluid. When she breaks water, that's what that means to them. So they claim, now I hope y'all listening, don't take my word, go look it up, because I could be a liar, right? So if that's a ritual that they did, look what I told you they was going to do. We told you this.
And it was also known as a place for secret healing. It had healing energies that tapping into.
They killed the children. I told you because they killed
over 800 kids, Mr. Man. 2,000 children missing. 2,000 children missing.
We told you they're going to kill the children. We told you this. The whole cult, the ancient cult, because we're in the Twilight Zone now, the ancient cult, y'all, is the killing of babies. The killing of babies is the purest of killing. Now, I read this. I know they say it in some of these rituals. I said, well, damn. And that's why the women, you give your placenta over to them because it's sacred. It's sacred. You give up the sacred placenta for free. For free, actually. I don't even know how that happened, but
yep.
they got y'all to do it for free. And
yep.
you don't want
to. Bones. Can I say this when you get done?
Yeah, say something, please.
I like it when you talk church. So let's talk church. So here's their laws with that black robe, because they should act as judge. Do women have the right to work? The answer is no. That's why they never get equal pay. It's a patriotic system. But do the women have the right to contract? Civics, the answer is yes. Now watch this bullshit, dry bone. This is church. You ready? The only reason why they gave the woman the right to fucking contract, ready, brother? Because they got them embryos, those eggs. That's it. That's business.
Hey.
That's why they make her the civic. She got something to barter with.
And let me say this, so he could, y'all don't think that's crazy. Now, you think that sounds crazy. Do you know that to this day, these are still contractual laws in some parts of Africa, Madagascar, Ethiopia, that the women are the holder of the cash flow to this day. And so, again, we're not here to make you feel like, oh, there's no hope, but it's hope. The hope is you wake up immediately to tell whoever listens, whoever you can reach. You don't have to even argue with them. You know it immediately when a person is, their eyes open up. There's a brightness. You can tell arbitrary people because their eyebrows get evil looking. They become mad. I know when you don't love the knowledge. I can tell. By this time, I'm an expert on it. I can see when you're happy because you're like, damn. You can see love when people give you facts. You can see hate for people who love. That's that Bible story. And under that curse, I'm gonna leave y'all because everybody got something to do. But this is the great ones. Until next week, I still believe. Or believe, or do I know? Because like Wes say, it's hard to believe. It got a lie in it.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know.
it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come.